systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, August 5th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 228. I am so fucking sick of this couch. You have no idea.
I bet.
I'm almost half tempted, instead of when we get our new couch next Friday. Hopefully it will come next Friday, that they can deliver it and everything. But when we get it, rather than putting it in the spare bedroom so that when people come here, we can unfold it into a bed and, you know, get rid of the dead body that I'm probably sitting on.
Right.
I want to take it out somewhere and just burn it. I want to punch it a bunch of times. I want to stab it. I want to shoot it. I want to kill it.
You should keep it.
It's not mine.
In case my brother or someone stays the night and they can have that to fold out into a bed.
Do you think,
room.
Honestly though, do you think the bed is any more comfortable than sitting on it in couch form?
I don't know. We've never unfolded it.
I know. I don't even know. There might not even be a bed. It just might be the frame. Maybe that's why it's so fucking uncomfortable. There's like no fucking mattress in it. It's just the frame. And a dead body.
And that's the cushioning.
Oh. It's so hot in here. You know,
it's not hot.
I'm sweating my balls off.
It's not hot today.
You mentioned something about going through menopause early and having to deal with hot flashes. I deal with that every day. And I'm not even going
through. You have like the crazy moods? Yeah, you do. Never mind.
Kinda, yeah. But my body like is hot as is. And then like all out of nowhere, I'll just be driving and I'll just like start sweating. And I'll just have to like crank the fucking AC up.
Josh says it's because you need another haircut.
Is that what it is?
Probably.
I told you, motherfuckers.
You see how far it's sticking up in the front right now?
I don't care.
Cut it off.
Who am I trying to impress?
Me?
My dying girlfriend? I don't think so. I've impressed
you.
Ouch.
Below the belt.
And
dude.
Hey, I have insurance. You need insurance.
Below the belt,
you
dude.
Need me.
Well, where were you today?
I was in fucking Libby working, so
well,
I can pay the rent.
Well, you didn't help me with my bill today, so...
Oh, I'm sorry, that's because I had to help you with the phone that you have now, and the groceries that you've been eating.
But you say that I so need you because of your insurance. I haven't even used it yet.
No, I know, but you're thinking about it.
Fucking hey, I am.
That's right. So, fuck. If you guys are listening live at thejamhole.com/feedback, and type shit, we'll read it on the show. If you don't know, 462-44687 is the number you can call. See that right up there in your Ustream chat window. That is totally awesome. If you need to cuss in the chat room, space out a letter with a period, and you should be fine. Okay?
Okay.
26 says, become a skinhead, Matt. I've never, when I was a little kid,
you have a funny shaped head.
We used to like, not shave it, but I'd get like the flat top, you know, in
the
mid-80s.
The crew cut thing.
Yeah, when most people's kids had the flat top, and if they were really ghetto, they would have the flat top with the little rat tail hanging out in back. Everyone did that in the 80s, though. Like, that was the thing.
We had kids that did that in our neighborhood, too.
But what's awesome is the kids that still do that. Like, you see them and you're like, yeah, you live in the trailer court. And then you see their kids and they're running around with, like, the mohawk and then the rat tail in the back with fucking no shoes on in a diaper.
Ew.
In fucking Walmart.
It's gross.
Love that.
No.
Or all over Libby. It's fucking fun. Libby, not doing so hot.
Yeah.
Just want to throw that out there. Still dying. Poor guys.
Still dying.
Poor people. That sucks so bad.
So how was your day today?
It was fucking fantastic. It was great.
Fantastic?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me about your day?
Well, you know that, remember a while ago I mentioned on, it was a few episodes ago, about how there was this hypothetical chick and she was being a complete fucking cunt to this dude that she was with and didn't want to, you know, break up with him because they had
stuff
a truck payment and a house payment and all this shit, you know, the same bank account. And it was just too much of a pain in the ass. So she would just constantly be a fucking bitch to him and, you know, hope that then he would in turn break up with her so she could play the role of, oh, he dumped me. And well, they broke up finally.
Yay.
Thank God. And it's awesome that, like, the last couple days she hasn't been to work because of this.
What? You break up with someone and you don't come to work?
Yeah, like, I don't, like, I'm grieving.
Are you serious?
And the awesome thing is, I'm going to hear about this if any of them listen, but that's fine, because this isn't Brian Is In You. I'll talk about it. I don't give a fuck. But he actually came back from where he was working to deal with all this shit, you know?
Oh,
so,
wow.
He's not making any money right now, and she's not at work. She was at work for, like, the last half of today. But it's funny, because everyone is on his side about it.
Uh-huh.
Because she never really talked to them about it like she would talk to me about it. And this has been going on for a few months now, but to them, like, this is something that just all of a sudden happened, you know? They don't know that, like, for the past 3 months,
they've both been talking shit about each other.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's not really him. Like, he's totally in love with her, and still, you know, if she was like, oh, I'm just kidding, come on, Pat, bring all your shit back, I was just kidding, like, he totally would, you know? But
it's sad.
Yeah, it is sad, and it's stupid, and it's awesome now. What? Don't you fucking dare! You better do it when that fan's blowing over there.
I farted.
Disgusting! Disgusting! You totally just messed my train of thought.
It's all right. I can't have sex for 2 weeks. I'm not trying to impress you this week.
That's fine. I don't need to be impressed.
You could be so turned off, and I could just sit here and fart all day.
Better save this couch for you, then. And half the rent will be $220. And I want a $50 pain in my ass fee also.
All right. I'll just go ahead and put that into a collections agency and let them serve me, because that's the only way you're going to get it.
You'll have to sue me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get in line, though.
Yeah, you're behind everyone else, just to let you know.
But no, it's annoying just because, everyone's making this big deal about it, and it's like, people break up every fucking day. People break up probably every minute of every day, you know? And it's what happens. She's been with him since she was, like, 17 or 18, so she's never really played the field, so to speak, and
that sucks. That's one of the reasons why I broke up with my ex, is because we had been together for, like, ever.
But, like, yeah, especially if it's, like, your high school sweetheart or whatever, and then once you're out of high school, you're still with them, like, you never get a chance to see what anyone else is like. And then the second, like, he gets a job away and you start hanging out with these other guys, you're like, wow, I'm weirdly attracted to him and him and him. And then, you know, you're like, fuck, I've been missing out. And then you finally do something about it. And that sucks for both of them. She's going to have to find someone to help pay for the other half of that house. And, but, oh, well, shitty for you guys. Pour out a little liquor for their relationship and my ears. So I went to Libby today. Had to make it back by 3:30 to get tested.
All right.
I drank 24-ounce Rockstar, drank
That's 20... That's not smart before you
listen,
go to get tested, by the way.
20-ounce vitamin water, 20-ounce vitamin water. So
when it comes back
40
and they
ounces.
Get the vial and they're like, hey, it's glowing, there's something wrong with you.
That's because my urine is awesome.
No, that's because you drink too much Rockstar.
Yeah.
Anyway.
One a day, that's fine. Maybe two or three, depending on.
Five.
It's fine, though.
Ish.
It's not making me sick. I can actually do things like that, and my body's cool with it.
Want to trade?
No. No, no, I don't.
You want my pain?
Not at all.
You should have my pain.
I've got my own pain.
You should have my pain.
You know what my pain is? Listening to you talk about your pain.
I don't talk about it that much.
No, I know. It just sucks because you're in all this shit and, like, there's nothing I can fucking do about it. I can't, like, wave a magic wand and make it all
Poof,
better.
Gone.
Yeah. All gone.
All gone. Anyway, so...
And if I could, I would work out a nice little, you know, contract. Because I'd have to get something out of it, of course.
No, anyway, so...
I would just do it.
Aw, that's sweet.
So I drank, like, you know, a good 45 ounces of liquid.
Okay.
I went up and did my route. On my way out, like, I have one salt delivery that's on the way to Libby. It's actually by Bitterroot Lake, where we went that one time.
Okay.
And I go to get gas, and I drop off the water test, like I do every Wednesday. And I see Matt... the kid that was in the metal band, Vengeance. I see him at the gas station. And I guess he saw you a few days ago, and he was
Who
wearing...
Who did? Wait, sorry.
Matt, not Cubberly, Sean's brother, but the other Matt on that episode, the Matt Trifecta or whatever, he was the other Matt. The first kid I met when I moved up here, the hand is bigger than your face, you have cancer, and I smacked him and gave him a bloody nose. That Matt. It's a story from
a
long
time ago. Did I see
him
at a gas station, he
but,
said?
Yeah, you saw him somewhere. Yeah. He had a jam hole shirt on, and you came up to him. You're like, what do you know about the jam hole? He's like, I've known him forever. Uh-huh. So he was probably like, the fuck do you know about the jam hole, bitch? Who the fuck are you?
Evidently, he doesn't listen to it, though, because
no,
that was
not,
after I was co-hosting for at least, I don't know,
yeah,
a good month.
He doesn't have a computer, internet, or anything like that. He's, you know, an old metalhead from way back. And so I see him, and he's like, you know, what are you doing right now? And I'm going up to Libby. He's like, you got a minute? Come stop by the bar that I manage, and we'll blaze one. I'm like, fucking right on. I got a fucking 80-mile drive. I'm good. Let's do it. So I get gas, and I run up there, and I get totally fucking baked with him in the back of this bar, like in the bar, in the kitchen. It was kind of
nice.
Cool. It was like just me, him there, and some other dude that was working on the roof, because I guess they're getting new plasma TVs, so he was fucking with that shit. So we like go in the back and turn the vents on above the fryers, and
yeah,
we just smoked in there. No big
that
deal.
That works.
Yeah, it was great. So then I go out, and we smoke a cigarette, and I hop in my truck, and I head up to Libby. And I get to this stop that I have to deliver salt to, pull into their fucking driveway, get out, open the fucking back door, and I'm like, fuck! I totally forgot to get salt. Like, totally spaced it. Once I got stoned, I was like, all right, time to go to Libby. Totally fucking spaced it. And this is probably, you know, 60 miles away from town. It's, you know, halfway to Libby. So I'm like, fuck. I can't go back and get it and do this and make it back in time for the thing. So I felt so stupid too. Like I got out and I didn't even know that I didn't have salt in the truck until I got there and got out and looked and it was empty. And so if anyone was there watching me, like I pull in, I get out and open the back and it's empty. And I fucking yell, and then I get back in the truck and leave. They must have been like, what the fuck is he doing?
That sucks. Did they call your office or anything?
No.
And be like, hey.
So the salt guy, Ryan, he's up in Libby, too, when I'm up there. So I finally got a hold of him, and we met up, and I got some salt from his truck. Luckily, he had extras. So, and then I stopped back by there on the way back, which is why I called you to be like, hey, I'm going to probably be a little late. Because I had to go back there again. But so, all the while this is happening, I have, you know, 45 ounces of liquid in my bladder. And I'm like, well, when I get there, I'm probably going to have to pee in a cup or whatever. Because I don't know, I've never fucking done this before. So I'm like, that's cool, I'll just wait. And it's fucking hitting me by the time I get there. Like, I pull into Kalispell, into Kyla, then Kalispell. I'm like, man, I should... If I pee now, I can probably still have pee when I go to the appointment. So I'm like, nah, it's cool. I can totally wait. So I'm like half doing the fucking pee-pee dance, like running up the stairs. And I go in there and I'm like, I don't know. Like, what do you say? I'm here to get tested for STDs.
No, you just go in and be like, I have an appointment.
Well, yeah, but there's like three different places to have an appointment for, and I forgot what the place was called.
Oh, it's on the right, second door.
Yeah, but in that place, you fill out a piece of paper, and there's three different things that you could check. And I'm like, which one's for STDs? And they're like, oh, give me that. And then she checked the right one. And so she's like, well, your appointment's not till 4:15. And you told me 3:30.
That's what they told me. I think they wanted you to get there so you could fill out your personal information.
So you could sit and wait and
no.
be totally uncomfortable at all the other weird fucking people that are going there. God, that place is awful.
That too, but they want you to fill out all your personal information.
I didn't even do that.
Really?
Yeah, I sat there until 4:15 and I got there at like 3:40. So I was like 10 minutes late. And I sat there until exactly 4:15. And I'm like, you know, should I come back? Because I could go unload my truck and clock out and come back. But rather than do that, I'll just get paid to do this. That's cool, too. So at 4:15, they're like, Matthew. And I'm like, all right. And I go in the thing. And then I sit down and do. She's like, okay, you got to fill this out, fill this out, fill this out. And I'm like, I couldn't have been doing that while I was sitting here. Like, it just seems stupid. I don't know. Maybe
you have to go back to the table on the left.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was just sitting here the whole time. Like, we couldn't have done this. And so I fill out the shit. And they're like, is this going to be on a sliding scale? Or are you just going to pay? Or what are we doing? I'm like, well, no, I have insurance. And she's like, oh, okay. So she's doing the thing. And apparently, for them to take insurance, you have to pay them up front, and then they bill your insurance, and then if the insurance pays, they reimburse you a check, or they give you a credit at their place. Like, you'll need to come back.
That's how my dentist was.
And I'm like, well, I don't have any money. And she's like, okay, well, when could you pay us? And I was like, well, on the 15th, on that Friday, it's the 14th or whatever, and I guess apparently also for the blood tests, they have to be sent to a lab and that you have to pay them up front for. So she's like, well, let's do this on the sliding scale. I'm like, okay. So she adds it all up and it was going to be like $50 or something. I'm like, well, I don't have any money with me. There's money in my PayPal account. Do you take PayPal? And they're like, no, what's that? Okay, so she's like, well, do you want to reschedule? And I'm like, you know what? No, I fucking don't. I tried. I couldn't do it, so fuck it. Whatevs.
You should just reschedule, Matt.
Well, I was like, okay, let's reschedule then. And they're like, okay, well, just call us when you're ready. I'm like, okay. It's so stupid, though. I didn't think I would need fucking money there. And even if you don't have a job, I think you still have to pay.
No, if you don't have a job, it's totally free.
Not for the blood tests. Only for certain ones that we know I don't have. So that would have been, I could have did it and been like, well, guess who doesn't have AIDS? Cool, guys. Like, it was very, very stupid. And it was literally the most uncomfortable fucking 45 minutes I've ever spent in my life.
Yeah.
And I am never going back to that place ever again. So
we will reschedule you.
Not there, we won't. What I'll do is just go to a normal doctor and be like, here, take some blood and test it. And they'll be like, okay.
Okay.
And it'll come back totally clean.
That's fine.
Because I'm clean. Okay. So fresh and so clean.
So fresh and so clean.
So that's how that went. And I was just pissed that, like, you couldn't have mentioned that, like, the 45 minutes before when I was just sitting there going, this is totally awkward.
You're probably elbow deep in a twat.
In my work shirt with my name on it and my fucking office that I work at, just chilling, waiting to get fucking blood drawn and pee and semen and whatnot. And apparently they also do this thing. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but they put a Q-tip in your penis hole.
You didn't. I can't believe you didn't know that.
I didn't. How am I supposed to fucking know that? Why would anyone?
Am I supposed to know that?
Why would you
want
to? Because you date skeez bags. That's how.
No, because I'm smart and I get people tested.
Well, what happened? So how was your day today?
Wonderful.
What happened? How much did your day cost?
$1,500.
You had a $1,500 day. Yes, call, you're live on the Gem Hole. Holla.
Hey, it's 26. Yes. I want to bring up a point of story.
Please. Please.
All right, you're complaining about the cost of the testing. Remember how you were donated an absurd amount of money to do said testing?
What did I just say? If they would have taken PayPal, then we would have been cool. But they didn't, so...
Why didn't you withdraw the money before you went there?
Because I didn't. I have insurance, so I assumed that they would bill my insurance like any other place does. Why would that be any different, you know?
Well, I don't know. I just think that, I mean, you could just reschedule and get the money out of the PayPal account, because, I mean, there was a lot of money for that STD test.
Yeah, I can. I can do that and reschedule it in 4 days, but that place is fucking creepy. So
we're gonna get it.
Matt, it's for the show.
And I'm getting it done still.
All right, so do it up.
I'm just not doing it. I'm not doing it at that fucking place because that place is weird, and everyone in there is weird, and they throw around words like chlamydia and herpes and AIDS and gonorrhea way too.
Yeah, because those things actually exist.
Not in my life. Not in my life.
A lot of people have those. Like, 1/3 of everyone has herpes. Like, a lot of people have them.
That sucks.
Including people you've probably had sex with.
Not me.
No, definitely. Definitely, in fact. You've definitely come in contact with herpes before, statistically.
You think
so? It's awesome how that works, right?
Yeah,
that's how statistics work.
I'm pretty picky, man. I think I like to think.
No, the way how statistics work is like if you have 1/3 of all people and you've had at least 100, and so the way how statistics work,
it was way more than
100. I'm not saying you've had it, but you've had some close calls. That's what I'm saying.
My dick got out of there and was like, "Whew, that was fucking close."
Nah, it still had that bump on it that you tried to cut off once.
That's right. Maybe I should do a biopsy.
Oh,
how much would you
making
guys
making jokes here?
How much would you guys pay me for a biopsy? I'll do it right now.
$0, because we're not interested.
Okay.
Me
well, thank
either.
You very much.
All right, I've had quite enough fun here today.
Fantastic. God. Just because you've never had sex and you don't have to worry about things like STDs and herpes and
can
gonorrhea.
Can you catch that from your palm?
I don't know. If your palm caught it from somebody else,
then been cheating on me hand?
I guess. Did he actually, like, leave? Wow.
26? What? Who? What?
Was he mad that I didn't think that I needed fucking money to do this because I have fucking insurance? I figured they would have been like, holy shit, that's awesome that you have insurance, because then we can actually get all of the money it costs instead of having to fucking put you in a sliding scale and only get some of the money it costs,
yeah.
You know?
That's what I would have thought, too, but I don't know. It's just different. We'll just reschedule you with another place and get it taken care
that's
of.
That's fine. I'll just go to a real fucking doctor. It just seemed like that was the place you go for STDs, so I guess... not. Well, that was fun. So what happened to your fucking nether region today?
I don't want to talk about my vagina today.
What's wrong with your vagina right now?
Oh, God, it is so dry.
It's so dry.
Oh my, no,
so
I'm not
dry
even joking. I've never felt something that dry in my... Like, seriously, when you're like, oh, pussy's a little dry, you go, it's good. No, you... Fuck, I got in the
Hold
shower.
On. 26 says, no, I'm just mad you were complaining about the cost because we paid so much for you to take the test. I'm not complaining about the cost. I'm complaining that maybe someone should have told me that, hey, bring some money so you know. Like, that's fine if it costs money, but I didn't know that because I have insurance. And the cost wasn't to cover the fucking test. It was to get me to actually go take the fucking test. Because otherwise, I don't care. I'm just fine. I've been just fine. So, he says, if you had sense, you would have been tested years ago.
Which is true.
Well, if it burned when I peed or whatever, then yeah, I would have. But since it doesn't, I'm cool. I have no problems, then whatever, you know? I've never had the urge to be like, boy, I wonder what the fuck is wrong. My dick cries every time I fuck, so I should probably go get that checked out. Bring it on. So why is your vagina dry?
Oh, it hurts.
Why does it hurt?
God.
What cost? You paid someone $1,500 IOU dollars to make your vagina bone dry and that we can't have sex for, like, the next month.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I went in and they wanted to check up on that cyst that I had before.
The one that burst.
The one that I thought totally ruptured and was fine. Well, went into the ultrasound, found that it did not go away.
It didn't burst?
No.
It's still there.
It's still there.
Wow.
It's just as big, if not a tad bit
bigger. So, hold on. If it wasn't if it wasn't the cyst that burst, what burst?
Nothing. They just said that the pain probably came from the cyst leaking or bleeding or just,
God. Well, hopefully by the time I get that lovely image out of my mind, your vagina will not be dry
anymore. I have the ultrasound pictures. You want to look at it some
more? No, I've seen them. Thank you.
I showed them to my dad. Fantastic. I'm like, Daddy, it's a boy. And he's like, oh, God.
Erototoys.com has lube that will take care of any vaginal dryness you can
throw
at it. Yeah,
well, that doesn't help me right now. And no, it's as dry as like the Sahara, dude.
They're like the Gillette. We can shave any face. They can lube any twat.
Go ahead and try.
Erototoys.com, it's the best a man can get.
Well, that's not helping me right now.
Gillette.
I need lube now. I got in the shower to try and lube my shit
did
up.
Did it just beat off like Rain-X?
Yeah, kind of, dude. There's like no getting water in there.
That's awful.
I can't get my finger in my own vagina right now.
Erototoys says pain-numbing lube. You mean anal lube, 26. That's the kind. The kind with extra strength Novocaine in it. Oh. We'll just make our own. Cocaine, Novocaine, Ambisol, and lube. You know what that makes?
A great night.
A great night.
But, so they wanted to check that cyst, and they checked it, and it's still there. It's just a tiny bit bigger.
Of course it is, because the hormone treatment they gave you to actually get rid of it made it bigger. Of course it did. How much did that little gem cost you?
Wait, what?
How much did you pay them to make your cyst bigger?
$700? No, about 70.
About 70 bucks?
Well, if you want to count the doctor visits beforehand, that's okay, 600 plus another 70.
Fuck yeah, I want to count all that shit. So it's like about 700 bucks to make the cyst bigger.
Yeah.
And now not only is it bigger,
there's another one.
It gave birth!
It's got a smaller one pushing
on
it.
Your cyst gave birth. Maybe that's what burst. Maybe its water broke. Your cyst's water broke. And out popped little baby cyst. It's sister.
Oh.
I just made that up. Woo!
Jesus,
on
fuck.
Fire.
Oh, my God.
Somebody
okay,
put the NBA Jam cheat codes in the chat because I am on fire.
So, through the ultrasound and stuff, you can see there's little white specks inside the cyst itself and the ovary or whatever.
That's the cocaine.
No, that's actually blood.
Oh, why is it white? Oh, because it's
on the
gotcha.
Yeah,
right.
On the fucking ultrasound. That's what it looks like.
Red Fox says the Konami code.
And
up, down, down, left, right, A, B, select, start. Come on!
There's a bunch of free-floating fluid around it. Like
ectoplasm,
it's been leaking or whatever, just not leaking enough, hasn't bursted, it's just getting bigger and it's leaking the little bit of excess out.
So that it doesn't burst.
Yeah, pretty
well,
much.
Well, that's helpful.
So it's just staying there. And
I told you strapping a needle onto the end of my dick and then fucking you with that paid off. I saved your life.
That sounds so painful. Right now, please don't just talk about anything jabbing my vagina.
I saved your life. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Add it up.
But from the ultrasound, she can see thicker layers of tissue and stuff around the ovary and all that crap. And what they think it is endometriosis.
Endometriosis. And that is?
It's a disease.
Of course it is.
Of course. That where fuck you so much.
And does that come from HPV?
No.
Huh. Really?
That one's just all on its own.
Do you want to apologize now or after I get my test and it comes back
after
clean?
I get my test results back in a week saying I don't have cancer, then I'll give you the apology.
Oh, okay.
Because that's still not over yet.
Or I get my test and it comes back clean, whichever happens first.
And Red Fox says, is that the cause of the vomiting too? Actually, yes it is. They said that the endometriosis causes severe abdominal pain, nausea, pain when you're trying to poo.
Being a heinous bitch.
Even like diarrhea.
Not being able to come?
No?
Nope. That's just me. Being effed anyway. Yeah. Oh, really? Says the best cure for endometriosis is having a kid.
Actually, that is true.
And yes, he says, and or she, pardon, I don't know what you are, endometriosis is sometimes caused by HPV.
No, it is not.
You're a liar.
No, it is not.
But nice try.
The only thing that HPV causes in women is genital warts.
Check.
It will cause cervical cancer. It will cause irregular cell growth. And that's pretty much it.
Red Fox says that's Matt's fault she can't come.
Yeah, he just sucks in bed.
Set him straight. Whose fault? That is not my fault. I'm a champ.
Sometimes it just can't come, dude. It happens. I don't know.
That's not my fault.
No, it's not your fault.
No guy
has
ever. I don't
want to give you a complex, okay?
That's what I'm saying. You better fix that shit right now. It is not my fault. I'm the best
you've
ever had.
I've been lying the whole time. Everyone else makes me come. That's every time, dude. It's because your dick is hooked different.
That must be it.
No, endometriosis is not a byproduct of irregular cell growth, dude. Seriously, I have the pamphlet
okay,
right there.
Dr. Phil.
What it does is the lining of the inside of your fucking uterus gets, it comes out of your fallopian tubes and pieces of it attach to another organ and decide to grow.
The fallopian tube. Every time I hear those two words, I think of Mr. Mackey when he's going through the chart and he's like, and the beautiful fallopian tube.
You had it. If you had it, you would still have it. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that anymore. What happens is that the tissue on the inside comes out and attaches itself to another organ and decides to grow. And it bleeds just like you would on a period, but it's bleeding in other areas. And it's what it's doing is when it comes off like a period, it sheds and creates a scar tissue.
Let's take a look at the chart, shall we? This is the vagina.
Oh my God.
Sorry. What can you tell me? What can you tell me about a laparoscopy? Mother.
Laparoscopy?
Thank you.
Laparoscopy? I can't even pronounce it now that you fucked me up.
Laparoscopy? That thing.
Laparoscopy.
Because that image looks pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm going to end up having done to me. Thanks.
That looks like fun. They go in through your belly button and stick a camera with a light, and then they cut a hole, and that's where the scissors go, and then they cut some shit out.
They have to laser off the scar tissue and the damaged areas from where the endometriosis has been growing to make it
and
go
away.
And
you've actually had a friend that has had this before.
Yeah.
And what happened to her?
Not good stuff.
Not good stuff at all, is it?
Not good stuff at all. I had to pick her up off of the floor.
She missed a lot of work.
Yeah.
Just like
Got
you
did. Got
demoted
into bartending instead of a manager.
Just like you kind of
like
did.
Just like I kind of did, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, she had it really bad. She had to go in about once every year to get the shit lasered off. Which
my
really
mom
sucks.
Said her cousin had it, too, and she said it's not that bad. They can take care of it if you can afford, because you got to keep going back.
Yeah.
And the treatment's not cheap.
It's not so bad. They say that, you know, normally every woman will have a small hint of endometriosis, just where it grows on, you know, your intestine or it grows on your bladder or something. Nothing that's really going to bother you. And you won't even notice it. You won't even have symptoms of it. But when it starts to grow on your ovary.
That's one. The one in 1 million things it could do to fuck you up. And it did it. And it fucked you up.
It grows on your ovary and creates that cyst. And that's what I have, is a big fucking cyst of endometriosis. And it's called an endometrioma.
Right.
Right. So they try to put me on more hormone stuff.
Because that worked the first time.
Yeah.
So now you're going to go back and there's going to be like four of them, right?
Probably.
Or no, wait. One
like
to
six,
two, two
something.
To four, four to eight, eight to 16, to 32, to 64. And then pretty soon you will explode.
But after the ultrasound, I went in for the main course, the coposcopy.
The coup de grace.
I had a coposcopy served with a side of fucking ultrasound, all right?
And okay. I love it that you had to pay for all of this. I mean, I understand it's medical, but if you break it down, like, you're just getting fucked up, and you're like, yes, sir, may I have another, please.
No, Erato Toys, it's not like a parasitic twin.
It might be. You don't
know. No, it's not.
You don't know. You don't know.
You know what a cyst is?
I know that you had one and now there's two. That sounds pretty parasitic to me.
All right, anyway. But I went in for the coposcopy, which in the original...
In French means rip a piece of your vagina out.
No.
Oh. Well,
actually,
pardon my...
Actually, coposcopy means just to look.
Pardon my French.
It means just to look at the cervix.
Right.
With the biopsy.
To look
at
it in your hand under a microscope, not like still attached to your twat. I know how to pick them, huh, guys? Lucky me.
Anyway.
I mean, luckier you.
This is the original reason why I had to go in there again is because of the HPV, and they wanted to check for the abnormal cell growth on my cervix and all that crap, so they wanted to do the coposcopy.
And did they find any?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Is that what's in the jar?
They sprayed my junk with fucking vinegar, and I almost screamed like a little girl. She's like, here's the vinegar. Like, that was no
good.
Were
they gentle at all? Because I saw the women.
So the funny thing is, you know, my name's
Danny. Oh, it's all
Danny.
Funny. Hey,
no,
don't get me wrong.
Funny.
This is all funny.
You know how I am, and, like, you know, my nickname's Danny, right? Well, I got the one doctor named Sean. Who
Terry.
I thought was a dude.
Oh.
But it's not a dude.
Okay, you're going to feel a little
yeah,
pinch here.
Kind of.
Save that one for later.
It would be like me if I were a gyno.
Red Fox says, I'm so glad I'm a guy. That makes three of us, bro. Oh, fuck.
But, so the coposcopy, what they have to do is they, you know, open your shit up, spray you down with some,
Lysol?
No.
Oh.
Vinegar, because
right,
when you
right.
spray abnormal cells with vinegar,
they glow.
They turn white. And
right.
they can see them better under their telescope thing, which I twit-picked a picture of the coposcopy machine,
right.
by the way.
Thank you for all those.
So I saw her head like this, in between.
26 says, you won't be saying that when you get felicitous. What's that?
I have no idea.
I mean, to the I'm glad I'm a guy comment. I don't know what that is, but it can't be good.
But, so... She does that, and she's like, oh, well, there's not a whole lot of abnormal cell growth. There's some on there, but there's not a whole bunch. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Lucky you.
I was like, can we not do the biopsy thing then? And she's like, no, we still need to do it. And I'm like, oh, fuck me.
She's like, that's for me.
And she took a biopsy from inside my cervix.
Of course.
So imagine.
Not gentle?
This is what I can compare to sticking something up your pee hole because
yes,
because my cervix.
Hey,
since I have not had a child,
I don't ever
and nothing
hear
has
that.
Ever opened up down there before.
Oh, I opened it up.
It's as tight as your pee hole.
Should have practiced with the purple dong.
You can't put that in your cervix; it won't
oh,
go.
Oh, right, not in that part.
No, it won't go. So my cervix is like your pee hole. I had something shoved up my. Said pee hole, okay?
Were you, like, looking at her, like, see what I just did?
No.
See what I did, man? Oh, it feels so fucking good. I stuck my finger in my dick hole. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Well, right
I was
before
totally
she
thinking
did that,
when I went in there, I was totally like, you know, if the dick hole guy can do it, I can do this. I can get a little Q-tip shoved in my pee hole. No big deal. I mean, I've seen... fucking shit on the internet where guys are sticking whole screwdrivers in their dick holes. And I'm like worried about a little fucking Q-tip. So I practiced last night. I didn't tell you this.
Oh my God.
I was in the bathroom and I took a Q-tip and because I wanted to know what I was in for. Because at first I was reading about it online. I was like, if they come at me with that, I'm out. I will get a blood test. I will give them semen. I will give them fluids. Semen, blood, I'll poop for him, whatevs.
Pee.
Pee, that's fine. I knew I was saving pee all day. Vitamin water and Rockstar pee. But I was like, man, if anything gets shoved in my dick hole, I'm out. I will not, that is not happening. And you saw me last night, I was very adamant that that was not going
to
happen.
You kept bringing it up too, I was like,
you
dude.
You could pay me $1,000 in donations, I'm not getting something shoved in my pee hole. And then the more I got to thinking about it, I was like, you know, started thinking about the dick hole guy, all of my internet idols, you know, I'm like, if they could fucking, this guy shoved a glass up his asshole and shattered it and ripped out the pieces. This guy's got a fucking screwdriver in his pee hole. Granted, that ended up the fucking pissing little squirts of blood, so that didn't end well. But, I mean, a Q-tip is small, smaller than your finger, and the dickhole guy was getting off to that shit. I'm like, maybe this will be cool. Maybe I'll like it. I don't know. You don't know me. So I went in the bathroom, and I got a little Q-tip, and it doesn't feel good. I'll tell you that. It's not as bad going in. But when it comes out, like, I kind of just wanted to leave it in there. And I had it in there for a minute, and I was, like, kind of twirling around my dick. And I'm like, huh, it's kind of cool. It's like a little baton for my penis.
Like, oh, my God.
But coming out then, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's because I left it in for, like, 10 minutes playing around with it. And
you jackass.
Then I took it out. Maybe it's because I had it open and I squirted some lotion in there to lube the hole so I could get it in there good. That
you
probably
can get an infection that
I'm
way.
I'm just kidding. I didn't do that.
Jesus fuck.
But pulling it out, whew, it tickles a little bit. I was tempted to just put that, like, all right, I did it. I did it myself. Look what I did.
You just bring a Q-tip to
it. Like, hey, no, my bill is in the mail. And here's the Q-tip. But yeah, then all that shit happened with the fucking, oh, we'll bill you and then your insurance and yeah. So
anyways, I go in and I do the colposcopy thing and she's got me in there. And cool thing is none of these videos or anything I looked up and stuff said anything about numbing. So I'm like, motherfuck, 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 you know. And
I personally, if it would have been me, I would have been like, I want out. Knock me the fuck out. I want the gas. I mean, we all know you're getting an IOU anyway, so just rack it up.
The procedure itself wasn't that bad. It's just the thing. What really sucks, like, she shot me up with this stuff in my twat, that kind of numb stuff, you know?
Novocaine.
And I can't really feel, like, to the touch, but I can feel pressure.
Did you tell her it's fine, I don't have any feeling down there anyways?
No.
No? Come on.
Douchebag. But she took the sample from inside the cervix, which immediately I felt, you know, like, she goes, you're probably gonna cramp a little, and she does it, and I'm like, and like immediately felt that, and then she's like, all right, we're gonna have to get an outside tissue sample. I'm like, another one? I'm not bleeding already. She's like, no, we need to do another one. I'm like, fuck, okay. So she does the other one, and dude, seriously, for like 4 hours after that doctor's appointment, my fucking stomach was just cramped the fuck up. I felt funny, felt weird, but after they get that piece out. She fucking shoves this, like, brown shit in there to, like, clog up the hole she just made, I guess.
Right.
And, like, that stuff is fucking weird. That shit will dry up the Hoover Dam. I'm not joking. Throw a jar of that shit in our Flathead Lake.
What is it?
I don't know.
Is it powder, though, or liquid? Like a plasma, kind of?
It's like a mat.
A mat?
A mat. You ever seen, like, a hair mat? Like, a mat.
Oh, like a, like your hair is all matted.
A matinee. Like, not matte, like a movie, but like a matte.
Got it.
It's like gritty and gross and dirt and like, I don't know. But they shove that shit in there and it's like brownish yellow and it's gross.
That's weird. You'd think with all the different dyes we have, they could make it kind of pretty.
I was like, do you have it in pink? No.
In purple?
No, but they put that in there. And then she's like, do you want to see your sample? And I'm like, sure, let me see the chunk you just ripped out of me. And she shows me in this jar. And I see a little chunk of my cervix floating around in fucking fluid. And I'm like, huh.
How big was the piece?
Good size. Like as big as my pinky nail.
Well, that ain't nothing.
Dude, my cervix is only that big.
Totally kidding.
It hurts like hell.
Do you have any cervix left?
No. But they're going to have the results for that in a week.
Nice. How much does that cost?
I don't fucking know.
Oh,
so
man.
That's if I have cancer and the cyst and stuff is the endometrioma.
So should we just go ahead and get married at the 250th episode so that you can actually afford to get this treated or?
I don't know.
Okay. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I don't know what to do yet.
It's expensive shit.
Yeah, very.
And you're already in debt.
Uh-huh.
Because of medical things.
Yes.
Do you think it was this the whole time and you just wasted money on colonoscopies
Maybe.
And shit?
Maybe, because it can do that with your intestines, too. It can make you have severe cramping and severe pain while you're trying to take a poo, or like it'll make you stop pooing because of the pain. It'll fucking make you poo more because of the pain. It'll fucking cramp you up all the time. I don't know. It could do all of that. And
sue those fuckers. Be like, you didn't mention endometriosis or whatever the fuck it's called. What the fuck, doc? Just go in there with a carrot and be like, nah, what's up, doc? And then serve his ass. Hey, cervix. His ass. No.
Cervix's ass?
That didn't work.
It didn't work very well at all. No, but I don't know. I think it could have been, because if it's constantly causing me pain and stuff, then, and it's the same pain that I've had for years.
Yeah. And by the, I'm just thinking, like, how big that cyst is. Like, you had to have had that for a while for it to get that big and then give birth, you know? Like, that's not just something you get overnight and you're like, huh. I weigh like 10 extra pounds. That's weird.
No, cysts are actually common. They get pretty big. They get bigger than that and then go away.
Oh, I'm sure. And then pop and kill their fucking host.
It's just that this is, it's not a regular cyst, I guess. It's an endometrioma.
Ah.
It's the endometriosis that's causing it, not the egg that didn't fall in the fallopian tube thing and just start growing in the sac.
I'm just thinking that them being like, oh, first it was Crohn's disease you might have, and then it was this, and then that, and like that never came. That was like when we first moved up here and I went to the doctor and he's like, oh, you have asthma, and it ended up being pneumonia. It's like two totally different things. Like you're shoving cameras up my ass when you should have been taking pieces of my cervix, you know?
Yeah.
It just, I'm surprised they didn't think of it, but maybe, I guess it's hard with the symptoms and, you know, they all use Wiki and WebMD
well,
now, so
like,
they don't
hey,
fucking
you
know.
I have a lot of pain right here, all the time.
So
fix
did
it.
did they give you anything for all this awesome pain you had to pay for?
Ibuprofen.
Nice! That is good shit. Holy, wow, dude. Hey, you be careful with that. I don't want to see you ODing like Michael Jackson.
And they even have to call me tomorrow to make sure I'm okay, because it has weird side effects.
Yeah, right. They just want to make sure you didn't skip town without paying them money.
Dude, afterwards, for like an hour or so, I was all fucking shaky and shit and felt all weird and like just was not cool.
I bet.
It sucked.
That does suck.
It sucked bad. I don't want it.
Well, it's yours. You own that shit. And if it doesn't kill you, it'll make you stronger. That's what I heard.
See, the only thing I'm worried about now is, like, I'm
paying
starting
for
new,
it?
Well, that, but I'm starting this new job and stuff, and if I keep getting sick and if I keep having to go in for these fucking treatments, then, like, how am I going to be able to work? How am I going to be able to afford this shit? I can't make money if I don't work.
Yeah.
You know?
That is the predicament.
I don't know.
Fuck us, huh? So, I got back from Libby, and everyone left, and I'm, you know, filling water jugs and shit. And the, what?
Red Fox says, is she a Super Saiyan?
No, she's not.
Oh, I could be Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
Super Saiyan 1, 2, 3, or Golden Monkey.
Oh, God, please. So our water room is like, it's a room with walls and a door. Like, it's a separate room where we fill. It's a clean room, basically. And every now and then, it's this little game we like to play with each other. If someone's moving jugs, if you go in there, hit the button that makes it start filling again, because it fills 2 5-gallon jugs automatically, right? There's 2 nozzles, and it's on a timer, and it comes out pretty fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the other person that's in there is not looking, you sneak up behind them and hit the button and then shut the door, and they're trapped in this room, and no matter where you stand in the room, you get soaked, because it's spraying, it hits. So, like, last week, I was in there filling, and Ryan did that to me, and it's all good and funny. So, today's in there helping me, and it's, like, 5:30. Everyone's gone. And I'm like, huh, payback. He's totally not paying attention. So, I fucking run in there, and I hit the button, and it starts coming down. It gets him a little wet, but he, like, hopped up into the corner, the one place, I guess, now that I know, that water won't get you in there. So then he fucking goes, if you saw, I came home without my shirt on today.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I'm like, maybe it just got hot.
No, we have a hose in that room also, not in the water room. But so he's like, ah, oh, funny. Walks over. I thought he was just washing his hands. Grabs the hose and turns it on full blast. And the hose will reach anywhere in the whole back room. So I'm like, ah, I open the door and I'm hiding behind that. I didn't realize that there's like a big 5 foot gap in between the ceiling and the door because it's a separate room in this room, you know, so the door doesn't go all the way up. So he aims it up over the top and that starts getting me wet. So then I'm like trying to, I got fucking soaked and you are an asshole for that. Like that was way more than anything in that room I could have done to get you wet. Like he hosed me down and I was running around trying to get away from it like a little girl, like trying to block my eyes and shit. Not happy. So I had to like wring out my shirt. My shorts were soaked. Like everything was fucking soaked. So that was fun. I forgot to mention when I saw Matt, he's putting together a metal show outside of the bar that he works at the day on the Saturday after our live episode.
Oh, yeah?
So, I was thinking if you guys are into that, if anyone, you know, whoever ends up coming down here for that, we can do the live show, and then the next day go to that, and then go do the camping thing.
Maybe.
So these are the details. We got a venue. It right. was my go-to place if all else failed.
Which everything did.
I went talk to the VFW, right? And the lady's like, boy, your ears must have been burning. I'm like, what does that mean? Well, I lost your phone number, so I haven't been able to call you. I'm like, that's nice, thanks. And trying to talk, I've talked to quite a few bars. You, on the phone, have talked to quite a few different places that we can have this. Either it's, oh, we don't allow swearing in this place because it's filled with the near dead, or it's, yeah, you have to talk to someone else, but we don't know when they're going to be here, so good luck.
Try like 7 in the morning, you know, yeah, type of deal.
Like, nobody knows anything, nobody can make a fucking decision. We've already put it off this long because, you know, the VFW was like, yeah, we're having a meeting on the 1st. So we'll discuss and talk to you then. Which is weird. Why do you have to okay it with everyone that works there? We're going to be in this separate fucking room. We're not even going to be in the fucking bar. So just, it is hell. I don't know if it's like that everywhere else. I've never had to rent out a place like this to do a show like this. It just, it seemed, it was very frustrating, very annoying. Plus, you know, the hours I'm at work, which is why I asked you to call those places, because, you know, you're here and you have time to do that stuff while someone might be there. After work, I go there and it's just the bartender. He doesn't fucking know.
Yeah.
In the mornings, and I see, if I see a place, like I went by Grizzly Jack's and no one knew, the guy you need to talk to is not here. He's gone for the day. Like, the people that own those places, I guess, are only there once in a great fucking while. So, I don't see how anything gets done at any of these places, is what I'm trying to say. So, I talked to the fucking lady, and she's like, well, we discussed it with everybody, and I listened to the show. You guys use a lot of profanity. And then she's like, but goddamn, who doesn't? And I'm like, that's weird. You just told me maybe one of the reasons you're not going to let us have our event here that's going to make you guys money in liquor sales and food sales because we swear too much, but then you're like, but who doesn't? Like, that just seemed weird. And then she's like, we just don't feel that this is the kind of thing we want to have here. I'm like, okay, well, we have a lot of other places we're looking at, so that's fine. And she's like, plus, Friday night's one of our busier nights. And I'm like, well, we're not going to be in the bar. We're going to be in that back room. She's like, yeah, it's just not something we want to do here. Plus, apparently someone put jam hole stickers all over a bunch of their pool tables, and that wasn't me. So She's like, if you guys, if your followers is what she called all you guys, high five local followers. She's like, any local, your local followers, if they did that during bar hours, we can only imagine what they're going to do to this place that you guys are going to rent out. And I'm like, well, isn't that what the fucking deposit is for? Like, there's a cleaning deposit, you know? And if you clean the place up nice, then they give you that back. So just being, I don't want to say a cunt, but she was just, nobody knows what this is. They don't know what to call it. They don't, it's not a fucking, it's not anything
it's
that.
It's not a concert. It's not music. It's not a stand-up comedy act.
Yeah, it's you guys are going to come hang out with us and we're going to talk.
We do a talk show.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't know what to think about it. And then they hear it and we're like, fuck God, fuck kids, fuck yeah, abortion. And they're like, whoa, you know? Nah. And it's like, well, whatever. So, and maybe that's just because where we're at here. It's a small fucking town and all these people, they're old and dying soon anyway. So, hey. Maybe when the owners of those places die, maybe by then we'll have some money and we'll pick one up. And we'll start Cheers. So, we're going to have it at Anna's like we were going to first fucking do. The only reason I didn't want to have it there is so that we could have a band. But the more that I think about it, who gives a shit? You know? It's a Friday, so what we're going to do, this is how it's going to go down. Friday evening, after Anna's closes, we are going to go in and open it. They are going to cook whatever you guys want, probably, or we'll just do pizza stuff. We're going to do our show. There's a hotel connected to that place that I'm going to talk to and see if they want to have special rates. But for me to do that, I need to even know if anyone's going to fly here that's going to need to stay there. Because, you know, like I said before, we can have a few of you guys stay here. That's fine. But any more than, you know, like four or five, and we're probably going to run out of room, so
yeah.
There's a hotel right there.
Guest room.
Right, there's a hotel right there. And my main reason for having a band was that if anyone's going to fly out, that's going to suck to fly out, see us, and do an hour and a half show, and then that's it. So instead of having a band, we can do it where I wanted to initially, where it's comfortable. We can do whatever we want there. We can swear, fuck yeah, it'll be cool. There's food, there's alcohol, there's anything we fucking want.
And that is cool.
And that's cool.
I wonder if we can get, like, you know, lower kind of rates for the alcohol and stuff, because we're not, they're not going to be open while this is going on. This is going to be
after
hours.
The bar will
hours.
Be, but yeah, they won't be, and I'm sure yeah. we'll, you know, use their alcohol, so
I'm
we'll
wondering
work
if we're going to get
it'll be good.
The regular prices for the alcohol, because, I don't know, their menu is kind of steep for their alcohol.
Are they?
Yeah.
All places like that are kind of, though.
Yeah, but
and if nothing else,
like,
tell me what you guys want to drink, and we'll just get bottles of it.
Put it on one of the coolers?
I am fixing coolers at work. This was another idea. I was going to hollow out a cooler or two and, like, fill up jugs with alcohol.
Vodka,
and have it
rum, whatever.
Whatever you guys want. Mixed drinks, whatever, and have it dispensed through the fucking cooler.
That'd be super cool.
I thought
cool.
that'd be, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. So what we're going to do, the show, and then you guys will, you know, go do whatever afterwards. We'll hang out, and there's, you know, shit to do, we can find something to do. And then Saturday, we go up and we're going to go camping. We're going to do some jam hole camping. I mean, it's the last month that it's nice out here. There's tons of awesome places we can all just mob to and fucking camp. So we'll go snorkeling.
Go snorkeling.
Alcohol, we'll do whatever. Weed, I don't give a shit. Mushrooms, what do you guys want? You tell me, I will have it as long as you guys get here. So. And then, like I was saying, I talked to Matt, and that Saturday, he is having that metal show. So I was thinking we can go see that if you guys want to. This is all up to you guys, because I don't care either way. We go to the metal show, and then we go up camping. But either way, I think that'll be good. We do the show, and then we do camping, jam hole camping,
jam hole
style. Jam hole camping. And then
you can do some jam hole fishing, maybe.
Yeah. Fucking A. We can see the shitty dive,
jam hole fishing.
The dive bars, the fucking divey hotels, whatever you guys want. So that's it. I'll put that up on all of our events page, on thejamhole.com/forums, on thejamhole.com/MySpace, on all that shit. We'll have it. I'll have the Google Maps as to where that's at. If you guys are flying in, you need to go to GPI. Glacier Park International Airport probably is better than Missoula, because Missoula is 120 miles away. So you probably want to fly in, and the code name for that airport is FCA. So if you're looking it up to get your tickets, it's flying to FCA. And if you guys need to be picked up at the airport, email us info@thejamhole.com. We'll make arrangements for all that. You guys don't need to rent a car. We have transportation. We can fit people in hers, mine, no fucking problem. So that's it. If you guys want to get here a day early or whatever, you can hang out with Danny. I'm sure she will be more than happy to take you fishing or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No
or
fishing.
Gambling or...
No gambling.
No gambling?
No, not unless my mom and dad pay for it.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's it. We will fucking... Who is this? Oh, really? And why
are
you
kind
being
of driving me nuts.
Such a whiny fucking bitch?
They're saying
she
why...
should be over here sucking my cock. Fuck.
No,
I'm sorry. All I
that...
see every time I look over, it's like, meh, 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 bitch, 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 bitch.
They're saying that how can Fuck. I be worried about holding a regular job when I'm sick all the time and stuff, and you know, saying that I'm complaining about that when
because
I did the show last time and puked like three different times during it. But you know what the
that
difference
was awesome.
Is because
hey, by the way, that was awesome.
What? You know what the difference is though is here I'm at home. I can get up and go puke. No big deal. But at work, I'm going to be on the phone with somebody, and all I'm going to hear is, hi, blah, blah, blah. Sorry.
And
all
she
fired?
Knows
oh,
that
sorry.
If she didn't have a job, I can handle the bills. I can't handle your car payment and all the shit you came with.
Yeah.
I can handle the existing shit, and that's fine, and you wouldn't have to work, but you can't pay for your car, which is why. I can handle our phone bill. I can handle all that shit and all the server stuff. You guys and your donations, the contests we're having to give away the iPod, the 120-gig iPod, we can handle all that stuff with your help and my job. That's fine. But if you want to keep your car and shit, she has to work.
Yeah.
And that's how Montana bitches is. You don't like
Montana
it.
Montana bitches? What the
Suck
fuck
nuts.
Are you talking about?
You live in Montana.
I am not
a
Montana
bitch.
Chick. Sorry, dude.
You are now.
No.
You are.
No.
Yes.
But no, the thing is
you
she,
have HPV
I'm
like a Montana bitch.
I guarantee you this is a she, okay?
Is it?
I guarantee you it's a she.
Marry him. He's golden, she says.
Well, he has great insurance, so I'm thinking about it.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. But no, she's saying that, oh, you know, you should be sleeping right now, blah, blah, blah. I feel
no,
fine.
Hold on. She should be doing this fucking show right now, actually. It's her job.
I am a she. Of course you are.
Of course.
But, is that sexist?
Do you, hold on, kinda. Do you work at the VFW? God, I got a cunt fucking vibe from that place.
Oh, man. No, but they're saying that I should be asleep and stuff like that. Why should I be sleeping right now, dude? Yeah, I have endometriosis. Yeah, I have a huge fucking cyst. And yeah, I might have cancer.
Hey.
But, dude, I'm not tired. Right now, I don't feel bad. Yeah, my insides are a little torn up, but...
I don't know if you've heard this saying. I just made it up. It goes a little something like this. The show must go on. She could be in the hospital right now getting... What was that thing called? The laparoscopy done? And I would have a microphone in there if it was a Monday or a Wednesday or a Friday.
And I would be doing the show.
God
while
damn
I'll be
right,
getting
you...
that fucking thing done. Hi, yeah.
God damn right you would be. It's because she's a fucking bad
ass bitch. It's called taking care
bitch.
Of yourself. What is sleeping right now going to do for me?
It's not going to make the cyst get any better.
No, it's not going to do anything for me right now. There's nothing I could do right now besides sit here and do the fucking show.
And at least this is taking her mind off of it.
Yes, it's making me laugh rather than being there going, oh, fuck, I have this disease and that fucking
That's
thing.
That's right.
I'm
and see, normally this is a comedy show, but because lately we also talk about our lives, lately she's been sick and this is what happens. So we talk about it. You
and
know?
I get really depressed about it because it does make me really sick and stuff. But, and I just left my job because of, you know, that, like, yeah, cut my hours down because they don't. I don't know. They're stupid, but...
Fuck
know,
Famous Dave's and yeah. Fuck that faggot that manages that place. You are a faggot, sir. And I mean that in a bad way. Not in a good, happy,
yeah.
Gay, homosexual way.
But, you know, like, I have these problems and stuff, and I go through this in my head all day, every fucking
you
day.
You could be like one of those old, not even old, but one of those people that gets sick and then just wallows in their own fucking shit because they're so depressed by it, or you could be awesome like you're being and you can fucking do this.
Well, I mean, you see how I get when I find out I have all these fucking problems, and then when I get fucking served by the goddamn collection agencies or whatever.
You did get served.
I did get served, and I got super depressed, didn't I? And I get all those bills, and I look at them. I get super fucking depressed.
And doing the jam hole?
Makes me feel better.
That's right.
So, this is my therapy. Thanks, O'Reilly.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Actually.
O'Reilly
thanks for caring, though. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, that is nice. But
so, like I said,
that, like, you were inconsiderate and kept running over me and shit. And I'm like, dude.
That's how it goes. Have you ever
listened?
Sometimes
I don't talk. He keeps it going. It's fine.
Have
Jesus
you ever
fuck.
Listened to this show?
No, it's
that's
a
how
first
it
time listener. That's oh. what there is. First time listener.
First time listener.
Obviously.
Last time listener.
Probably. Probably. Yeah.
Well, you can call in if you want to voice your opinion. 406-204-4687.
I'll be happy to argue with anyone.
So we're smoking cigs last night after I did the show notes. Watched the new episode True Blood.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Very good.
Awesome. Watched the new episode of Weeds. Awesome. Awesome. And we go outside to smoke cigarettes after I do the show notes. We watch that stuff.
You got ate by mosquitoes.
I did. I'm sweating like a pig. Oh, that's what I was going to mention earlier when I was saying how hot it was in here. Every podcast I listen to, it's that time of year because everyone is like, God, it's so fucking hot in here. And they're all because they all have all this
all
kind
equipment.
Of equipment. And they all maybe don't live in super nice places like Keith and the girl do.
Have a studio if it's actually the living room like ours is. Because
I don't know, but
ours is hot like this all the time.
If I ever build a studio, it's going to have fucking AC up in that
right?
shit. If I have to pump it from my work truck, it will have AC. But I was just thinking, like, that would be a great way to make some money because all these podcasters have the same problem we do, you know? If we could just figure out a way. I mean, I know it's called an air conditioner, but sometimes you can't get one of those. We can't get one because of the way our windows are in this
right.
place. It just, I hear it in every show I listen to, and it's not just us bitching about how fucking hot it is in here.
It's just hot.
It's global warming, perhaps. It's just summertime,
it's
perhaps.
It's that time of year.
At least we don't live in a place like Brian is in you in fucking California where it's already 100 degrees. And then, you know, on top of that, here it's just fucking hot. But outside, it's tolerable for sure. But I was just thinking if there was only something we could make and just market it to these people that are in studios like this for, you know, hours at a time. And they're like, fuck, it's so hot. And
it's just
make
that
a
time
mint.
Of year, dude. It just... It's
yeah, in the wintertime, it's perfect in here, but...
No, it's still cold.
No, for me, it's
perfect.
There
were days where I did the show with my sweater on, dude.
But see, like, I'm sweating right now. You are not.
No, I'm golden,
these are my
dude.
Hot
I'm
flashes.
Perfect.
I'm dying. Well, turn that fan just on me, then.
No.
So we went outside, and we smoke, and this car pulls up. We're like, that's weird. And
where did they park?
They parked right in front of the neighbor downstairs. He's got this fucking big motorhome thing, this camper. And he's always like, don't park in front of that because I might need to take off sometime. I'm like, that's cool. And they park right in front of him. I'm like, oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But so we're sitting there, and they don't see us. And I guess the guy, they finally...
I don't understand how they didn't see us because the light from the room is on us.
They probably... Their plates were from Washington, so they probably just got done driving. People, as is, are oblivious to anything going on around them. Yeah, they don't think. So we're fucking outside smoking, and all of this happens, and I guess they rented out the place downstairs finally.
Yeah.
They replaced the ceiling finally, fixed it all up. It got re-rented, which
hey,
I didn't
know. Way,
I didn't know.
All fat rednecks.
All fat rednecks.
All fat rednecks.
These guys, we see our neighbor, the guy that just moved in. We've never met him before. He walks out, no shirt on, shorts, big old fat gut, just chilling. And he gets in his car, and he takes off, and it sounded like he was pissed off at somebody or something, but he just might have been talking. And he goes out, and he just sits there, and I'm like, hey, dang, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that looks weird, huh? Because he's just sitting there, you know? And then we see this van pull in, and then he moves, and it's like, oh, follow me, because it's kind of weird to find this place, you know? We're pretty well hidden. And these people all get out of this minivan, and they all look like him. fat guts and just, oh, yeah. It was so great.
They all looked identical. It was
it was weird. Like, his relatives,
all
I guess.
All ass cracks hanging out. Yeah, all the beer guts cracks, hanging over the fucking pants.
Shirts off, paps coming out of the fucking minivan. It was so great. And he starts giving them hugs and shit. We're like, okay, that makes sense now. Because it was weird at first.
They're all
hanging
out. They're going to break down, whatever.
So then this one guy, like, walks right over facing where we're at, but we're, you know, upstairs, so we're on the front balcony, and just starts pissing. And I'm like, check this out, dude, he's totally pissing, like, towards us.
Yeah, like, I could totally see his little thing and everything.
It was so great. And so he's like, he's doing this for a while. Like, they must have not stopped since Washington.
Yeah.
And he was holding in his Rockstar and two vitamin waters, you know. So I all, you know, we're sitting there just totally quiet smoking, watching this. And all of a sudden I hear, man, this is nice. Is all this yours? And I'm like, that's my chance. And I yell down, I'm like, no, it's ours too. And the guy's like,
oh, shit.
Oh, shit. He like fucking pulls up his fly. I was like, I was totally waiting for him to catch his dick in his zipper. Because spooked the shit out of him.
And you hear the neighbor guy. He's like, way to go, man. I haven't even met them yet.
But yeah, that was so funny. Just still dick out like, oh, shit. It was so funny.
Caught with your dick in your hand.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's how we do it around here.
Very nice.
So I guess now there's four of them.
I wonder if they're all living there or if...
Well, I think the Washington people are just visiting. But as is right now, there is four of them in that studio.
I know.
They're four
so
in
tiny.
Four in our two bedroom is so small.
Uh-huh.
Red Fox says it's a family of plumbers.
Probably.
Could be. They have jobs like that usually. So, pretty interesting. Our first time, we didn't even really meet him and shit. We were just like, whatever. But they all had suitcases. I thought they were like running drugs or something. They all had suitcases and duffel bags and big old guts. I was like, it's a nice minivan you guys got there. So, speaking of the contest I mentioned earlier, the jamhole.com.
No more segues.
What? Oh, I got some good ones tonight,
oh, God.
I think. The jamhole.com/contest, 120 gig iPod, looks like this, and yes, it works, full of jamhole episodes. We will announce the winner of that raffle. You go to the jamhole.com/contest, there's a donate thing there, $5 an entry, enter as many times as you want. This will help fund alcohol and whatever else we want for the live show. We will announce the winner Monday after the live audience show, so... That's when, and we'll do it right here for the pre-show. So show up then, and you'll see us. We'll put all the names in a hat, and you'll see, like, you'll see the whole thing. It's not rigged at all. It's not like, oh, Matt won. Whoa, cool. Lucky me. So, yeah, thejamhole.com/contest. Get that shit. $5 an entry. Not bad for a 120 gig iPod with all the Jamhole episodes on it. I'm excited for camping, especially if a lot of people show up to this. I think it'll be really fun.
I think it'll be pretty cool because I want to go fishing.
Sure. And that. So we did. I totally forgot to mention. Oh, fuck the VFW. Did I mention that?
Let's go ahead and re-mention that.
Fuck the VFW. In Kalispell,
Montana.
Right. And one of the bartenders there now, I was friends with him. I don't know if we're still friends or not, but he's one of the co-hosts of Third Place Radio now.
He's not your friend anymore.
You don't think so?
No. Third Place Radio
That's
has
so
a co-host
awesome
now?
Because before I told him what a fucking podcast was when I worked at Anna's, and he came in, and I was so excited that we were doing this thing, and he's like, oh, what's a podcast? And I totally explained it to him, and he's like, oh, man, that's fucking cool. And now, like, he's co-hosting our fucking, I don't want to say arch rival.
Our nemesis.
That would give them some credibility. They're, I don't even know what it is, but good for them, you know? And I kind of, in the back of my mind, I was thinking maybe he had something to do with the VFW being like, no, we don't want more business. God, no. Not from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are the jam hole.
No. Probably because he's planning on having his live show there.
Yeah, you have to get to 250 episodes, dude. And at the rate you're going, we'll all be dead by the time that happens. So, good luck with that. But, yeah, I'm excited. So, we watched a few movies. I forgot to talk about this last episode because we got so caught up in things. But we're just going to blow through these real quick. You, just give me a yay or a nay if you liked them or not. Observe and report.
Oh, shit. Which one was that?
The Mall Cop one.
Oh, loved it.
Loved it?
Loved
good stuff.
It.
Very funny. Better, I don't know.
Just a man with a gun.
And I enjoy him usually. He's pretty funny in most things. Paul Blart, Mall Cop, I never saw that one. I would say that Observe and
it's like
Report.
The same thing.
Right, but I think they did it first, maybe? I don't know, honestly. But it was very, very amusing. Very funny. We were
awesome.
Literally laughing out loud during it.
I was like, no, he's not really... No.
He did. He did do that. It was so great. And the streaker, oh man, the flasher.
Oh god,
look
so
at my
cool.
dick, baby. It was so funny. And then we watched Bruno.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that
I
one?
I'm Bruno!
Hey, that's my penis. That was so funny.
This is mine.
I enjoyed that also, but I really was a huge fan of the Ollie G show. I liked his movie, Into House. I like all of the stuff he did, so I enjoy that shit. And I see Keith's point.
I just loved his accent the whole time.
Oh, yeah, and he's great that he got fucking Paula Abdul to come and sit on Mexican furniture, like made out of Mexican. That was so great that she did it. She wasn't like, I'm out of here at the first sight of, like, Mexicans bent over in furniture.
I wonder if that was played out or if that was
No, that
real.
Was real, and I know the thing with the extremists was real. And that's what Keith said. He doesn't like them that much because he doesn't know what's real and what's fake.
Mm-hmm.
But even if it was staged, it's still funny. It's
yeah.
It's good stuff. So very, very amusing. 26 says, what is the rival called? ThirdPlaceRadio.net. Listen to it. Maybe they're better than us.
Yeah. Maybe. Never know.
I think they have like 4 episodes now.
Something like that.
Because he redid a bunch of stuff after we got into
Picked
a little shit-talking spute. And the cool thing is, I deliver to where he works at. And he's always super nice to me. He's always like waving and shit. And
hey.
I'm like, hey, I'm nice. And we're nice in there, but on the podcast, maybe not so much. He started
shit.
It. I was going to help you. I was going to help you, Tom and Aaron and this other chick they have on the show now. It's like he copied the format. He's like, all right, I need another dude and a chick to co-host. That's what he did. But it's awesome because they all come from radio backgrounds. So they have it. They're
God.
Like, yeah. And it's, oh, God. Radio is dying, dude. Is radio dead? Have you checked the obituaries today? Was radio in it? Radio and magazines.
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet. There's still people keeping that going.
On its deathbed?
Yeah. Life support.
Oh. I should pull the plug, dude.
Yeah,
pull
you
it.
Should.
So, then, yeah, that Bruno was good. Then we watched The Killing Room.
Ah, good.
Awesome.
Liked it.
We have been lucky lately. All movies, better than Transformers 2.
Much better.
Coincidence? I think not.
No.
No. But The Killing Room is weird. It's like... It's got, it's really weird. Apoptosis, is that what the scientific term was that they were trying to get to in their psychiatric experiments?
Yeah, I don't remember.
They have this room, and these people are all there to do, like, surveys, medical experiments, stuff like that. They make their living looking in the paper and going and being test subjects, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all in there, it's a white room. All the tables and chairs are bolted down, which seems weird at first. Like, I'd be like, why?
I can't move my
chair. Yeah, I can't scoot my chair in. Why?
I can't do this.
Why is this happening? And so there's 4 people in there, and then finally the guy that's heading the experiment comes in, and they're asking him questions, and he's making all ha-ha, fun, whatever. And each phase, one person gets, what do you call it? Kicked out, basically.
Yeah, eliminated.
And whoever makes it to the end gets the money and whatever. And
well,
this...
no, he said that each one gets $250
regardless
if they make it.
But there's
the
4 phases and they all get eliminated. And
right.
There's one that wins or whatever.
And goes on to another thing or something.
Right. And I'm not going to give it away, but at the beginning, holy shit, there's this one, there's a chick and 3 guys. One homeless dude played by Nick Cannon. And I didn't like him going into it just because of who he is. And he actually did a really good job in
that.
He played the homeless bum to a T. And just, you'll see.
Maybe he's been there, man.
Watch the movie. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
He is black. Oh.
He's like, I'll just pretend like I'm 16 again. No big deal.
Can we edit that out? I'm sorry, guys.
No.
But, yeah. And so, the chick is asking questions. And the guy, like, puts his hand on her chin. And all of a sudden, just pulls out a gun and shoots her in the head. And then walks out. And they're all watching on cameras how they react to this. And it just, it goes through all the different phases. What did it remind you of? What movie?
Cube.
Cube and Hypercube and Cube 2, all that.
Cube
that
Zero.
Was awesome.
Oh, God.
I enjoyed the Cube
I could
movies.
Watch those again.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen them.
Oh, yeah. The first one is like my total favorite, dude, where they have to like throw their shoes in the room and stuff to see if it's trapped and shit.
Yeah.
And you then get the autistic dude to read the fucking numbers on the windows or whatever. Oh, man. So cool.
Yeah.
Love that fucking
good
movie.
Good movie. And then we watch Slaughter.
Good
which
movie.
Is part of the After Dark Horror Fest for 2009. Good movie. Awesome. I enjoy it. And I'm not, I didn't want to talk too much about him. I just wanted to mention, if you guys are looking for some good movies, iloftorrents.com, Observe and Report, Bruno, The Killing Room, Slaughter. And then we watch Aliens in the Attic. And I really wanted to see this because we watched Surface a while ago. And that was really good. And there was a kid in that show. And I've never seen him in anything else, and he's one of the main characters in Aliens in the Attic. And he did
a good job.
Yeah, it was cool to see that they gave him a chance finally to do, you know, like a major motion picture that
I think
wasn't
he could be
just
a good actor, dude. Like,
oh, yeah, when he grows up, he'll be really good, I think. But it was amusing. It was fun. It is kind of more of like a kid's
it's
movie.
It's a kid's movie.
Kevin Nealon was in it, and he was the dad, and all. Because we're watching Weeds, right? So he's in that. And all I could think about, we just got done with the episode where he had to slam his dick in the drawer to get their weed back because of the cop. If you watch Weeds, you'll know what I'm talking about. And, like, every time he says something, all I can think about is, if I'm hard, I think I could do that or something like that. And just slamming his dick
in
the...
I think if I get it hard, it won't be so bad.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, yeah. That's all I could think about.
There's no way I can do this.
So you're like, really? Okay.
Okay. He's like, my dick is crooked.
It was
and
so
I have no pot.
And they still didn't get their pot back because his fucking ex-wife punched him in the face and he's a pussy. Oh, good show. Good stuff. But yeah, Aliens Act, yeah, pretty amusing. It was fun, so. Well then.
Right.
Did I mention fuck the VFW and Kalispell yet?
Let's go ahead and recap that
okay.
again.
VFW and Kalispell, I doubt you're still listening, but if you are, fuck you.
We're going to walk in there and be like, you know what, you're 86. Be like, I didn't even do anything.
I don't give a shit. I honestly don't even want to spend any more money there just because that is so fucking stupid. And that's fine. I would rather have it at Anna's. I just, you know why I wanted to do it there. But just because of how it was and how long you made us wait just to be like, yeah, no. So, fuck the VFW. Just
yeah.
for good measure. So then, you know how we are always talking, I don't know what is going on in the world today. I mean, we read about these once every 6 months, maybe. But lately, it's like every episode, another home that is just disgusting. This one maybe not so much filled with, 200 dogs and cats and lions and tigers and bears and whatnot, but... Is it because now the people that before could maybe afford to have these homes and they trashed them and just piled them up with shit and piss and disgust and whatever, but now those people can't afford them anymore, so it's coming into the newspapers that, holy shit, we just had to try and appraise this house and we found 200 dead dogs in it or shit piled to the ceiling. Or it's just weird that now all of a sudden there are just one after another is coming out. And this one is called Hamilton Home, Full of Death and Defecation. That's poop for those of you in the no-no.
All right.
Oh,
I'm into it.
Someone handle that.
They're already gone.
Oh, did you take care of that?
I did not, but they're
already gone. Oh, he was
gone.
Trying to say the word nigger, and his username is KKK all the way. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. What is up with that? Does someone want to...
I don't know, they're still here. Are they still in here?
Yeah, did someone handle that?
I'll get it. I'm the only one that can.
You know what? Do you got it?
Got it.
Oh, okay, because I was just about to get it.
Okay. Been banned.
Wow.
Not just kicked, but banned.
Was he watching the video? I know my shirt's black. Maybe he was mad at my shirt. That's funny. Yeah. I mean, that's sad that there's people like that, but wow.
Who just goes into a room to spam it like that? That's boring,
like that,
dude.
Out of all things. Is that, oh, really? Did we piss her off a little too much?
Probably.
Oh, well. Thank you.
She got pissed, dude.
Did she? I wasn't
even watching.
Well,
she's going to come in and try to tell me that she knows more about this. I'm like, dude, I just got fucking schooled on it less
than a couple hours ago.
Don't tell me I'm fucking wrong. She's like, oh, I used to have it. No, if you used to have it, you still have it, you dumb fucking twat. Jesus, fuck.
Oh, well. I don't think she liked the part about you actually being on my side about things.
Yeah, I don't know.
She sucks dick good, and you're like, yeah, I do. I suck dick good.
Oh, she's just like, oh, she'd be resting and stuff. And I'm like, dude, what the
fuck? Maybe that was your mom.
Maybe, right?
Oh, fuck. So, yeah, like I was saying before, we were so rudely interrupted by KKK all the way. Wow, can someone track that IP for me? I'm just curious to see if they live in the Midwest.
Right.
Hamilton, home full of death and defecation, right? Township officials said they inspected a biohazardous dump this week when they ventured inside Edward Bratton's dilapidated home on Joan Terrace, where the elderly man was found dead in June after his corpse rotted for up to 10 days.
Nice.
You leave the elderly alone in a home, and this is what happens.
I love the word dilapidated, by
I know.
The way.
I love the word death elderly man. Her corpse. Mayor John Bensivien told the Trentonian that the home was infested with feces and rubbish. An indication that Bratton defecated on the first floor rather than walking upstairs to use the house's toilet.
Nice.
I mean, man, upstairs so far.
I'll just poop right here.
I'm good right here. I mean,
it's a good corner.
I piss right here. Why can't I just poop? Like, do you know? Have you been upstairs in the past 20 years?
No, there's a big pile of shit blocking my way.
It's far, though, is what I'm saying. That is a long walk, man. I'm just going to poop right here. The home is so filthy it will cost $20,000 to clean up and fix, officials said. But the grueling inspection task was assigned to Raymond Lumio, the township's construction official. Quote, I did go inside a couple times. It wasn't a very pleasant sight.
Oh, really?
I dare you to find a place full of death and poop that is pleasant to be in. I mean, is that the? I don't know. You wasted your quote, dude. do you have anything to say for the paper? It's not a very pleasant sight. Well, no shit. Do you have anything else?
Right.
The house, officially recognized as structurally unsound, had a stale aroma and was loaded with debris and food containers. Of course. Hungry man? Probably.
Probably.
Probably. Everything is unsanitary. Said Lumio, who went inside the infamous semi-detached residence with private sector bidders who were vying for contracts to cleanse the abode's interior and demolish the unsafe rear portion of the unit. That's kind of what they're doing to you. They're going to abolish the unsafe rear portion of your unit? No? I tried, come on. It all connects somehow.
No.
The home's interior gave insight into the harsh reality of the old man who lived and died there from natural causes. Excuse me. The residents who live... Excuse me.
What the hell is wrong with you? I think there's an argument going on in the chat about marriage and taxes.
I say they're both stupid. Wait, what? Marriage is dumb. Who
married couples end up paying more taxes.
Right, but they can leech each other's insurance. Ah, who cares? Right, the residents who live next door to Bratton's boarded up home told the Trentonian that Bratton was known as, quote, the bug man, and that he urinated and masturbated on his front porch. Whoa, am I known as the bug man? Because I pee and maybe allegedly masturbate on my front porch?
No, you're just known as Matt.
Oh, okay. Bratton was a long retired state worker and lived in his home alone. You want to do it or should I? Thank you. He has no next of kin, but Lumio said the township will check to see if Bratton has relatives who might come forward. And it looks like everyone's just, like, trying to get the bid. Like, that's... They all want a piece of that 20 grand, you know? Uh-huh. They're like, I'll do it for $19.99. And they're like, damn it. You underbid me. The township boarded up Bratton's home on June 16th to prevent squatters or potential thieves from occupying it. What are you stealing? Shit? That's all that's in the house. Empty Hungry Man boxes and poop.
I could make a house out of that, dude.
I guess. Maybe you should let the homeless people do the cleanup then. They're used to that, right?
Right.
They're not going to charge you 20 grand, right?
No. They just want the stuff that's in there.
That's all. free to a good home. You pick it up. That's awesome. There is some biohazard issues in the house. Is that the poop part or the dead body?
Both.
The dead elderly man. The cost of knocking down the house in an unsafe rear area, or the house's unsafe rear area, will cost about 10 grand. Expense that will be paid for with grant money. Nice. What do you think they'll build there? Super Walmart? Petco.
Come and go.
Come and go. Come and go, of course.
Yes.
Oh, and that is it for that story. That's awesome. This one wasn't just rotting with dogs and cats.
It's rotting with person and poop.
Well, speaking of rotting, this one is called... See that? I'm going to do that every episode from now on. That's my thing. Rotting drugs put police officer in a coma. Stop doing drugs.
Rotting drugs?
Old drugs.
What kind of drugs?
I'm going to say maybe if meth... I don't know. I'm just like...
I don't really know what goes bad.
I'm just being hypothetical, but because meth is made of the most nastiest chemicals out of all the drugs, I would say that after a given enough time... Perhaps those chemicals would start to break down, create fumes.
Well, this isn't fair. You have a screen right in front of
you. Well, no, I'm not reading. I didn't read it. I just read the headline. But I'm just saying, because meth has the nastiest shit in it, it would break down and that would create fumes, right? And that would be enough to put you in a coma. That breaks down into ammonia, maybe makes some nasty kind of like chlorine gas or something. I could see that happening.
Maybe. I don't know. Go ahead. Right, well, I don't even have a guess for it yet.
Okay. One police officer is in a coma, and another has almost lost 30% of his lung capacity after being exposed to fumes from rotting drugs inside a police storage unit. I think I'm right so far.
I don't know.
Fumes. The NSW police force is now facing serious claims it failed to offer basic protection to the officers who had the task of handling degraded drug exhibits up to 13 years old. Why are you keeping that shit still? Like, isn't it after 10 years? Like, do you even need it there?
I don't know.
Because usually, I don't know, but I always thought that they destroyed their stores of drugs after their cases were done.
That's what I would figure.
And finalize. Like, they always have the burning here where they burn all the weed. I mean, this was back when I was a kid. They used to do that here. But in the fairgrounds, they would do it.
A big drug burning?
Yeah, they would burn all the shit after all their cases were done.
Trying to get in there.
they would burn all the way. You can see it. Like, you could stand out there and watch, and you'd see them hauling in all these plants. It was really fucking sad, but...
Could you get high?
No, I mean, it blows straight up, and there was a lot of other shit in there that you wouldn't want to inhale. Sergeant Nader Hanna, 46, and Detective Senior Constable Andrew McGrath, 38... were both exposed to the strong fumes when moving a bag containing the ecstasy precursor Safril in the state's biggest crime evidence locker. So it was ecstasy. I was right that it was chemicals. I didn't even think of ecstasy. I was just thinking, like, what's the nastiest drug out there? It's meth. Ooh, meth.
So you're right with the chemicals, not with the meth.
That it broke down over time and created fumes. Yeah, I was right about that. The officers were among three directed in February to carry out a drug audit on items in evidence storage still required for court proceedings. Why are you having court proceedings 13 years after the fact? Or did you, or
cold
was
case?
This, what?
Cold case?
Cold case. Where did the ecstasy come from? We'll never know. But maybe it was just on top and they had to move it out of the way to get to something else. I don't know. That seems weird. Maybe they were like, I wonder if I can get high. they claimed the drug room had a constant strong chemical smell, and they did not have protective gear or training in handling chemicals. Oops. Oopsies.
That's your first fuck up. Come on.
I know. You're really? Sending in your fucking donut munching fucking... They have no idea what to fucking do. They're like, hey, you smell that? No. On March 18th, the pair were moving drug bags when McGrath noticed a degraded bag had broken, spilling a liquid onto his hands. Ooh, that couldn't be good.
No.
McGrath said he experienced a strong burning sensation in his throat. Sergeant Hanna, who is usually attached to the forensic services group, suffered a second exposure to drug fumes from a bag of blank the following week. What do you love?
Cocaine.
That is too bad. So, wow, I guess... what did cocaine break down into, though? I guess if it was cut a bunch, that jet fuel they use, that would fuck you up, I bet. His breathing problems worsened to the point he was coughing constantly and bringing up blood. That sucks, dude. He was rushed to Nepean Hospital last Monday with collapsed lungs and is in an induced coma with machines helping him to breathe. Wow.
Damn.
That almost seems like, though, that wasn't just a quick fucking, like, this smells bad, I'm getting out of here. Like, he had his head in the bag and was like...
Right? Huffing the shit.
Woo! Oh, dude, I am coughing up blood. He looks at his partner. He's got blood running down his ears and shit. He's like, man, we got to get out of here. Hold on. Woo! All right, let's go. You know? I wonder why they were having to, like, inventory in the first place. Like, I wonder if some shit was coming up missing.
Maybe.
Huh? He's like, man, we better go put back that shit we stole. A week before his admission to hospital, doctors told Hanna after a lung capacity test that he had the lungs of an 80-year-old suffering emphysema.
Holy shit.
That sucks, dude. Fuck. Medical tests sought by McGrath revealed his lung capacity has been reduced by almost 30%. He was prescribed steroids to rebuild his breathing capacity, and his treating doctor found his inhalation of the safrole and other chemicals in the drug bag were likely to have caused a significant deterioration in his breathing. They are going to get some fucking bank for that, I bet. Too bad they won't be around to enjoy it.
At least their family will if they have one.
Yeah, that is true, I guess.
Like, if that were my uncle or something, I'd be suing the shit out of them.
I know, right? You would fucking totally... That sucks. And all, like you are a cop and you've put your life on the line for, like, every day for 30 years. And that's what kills you? Drugs from a 13-year-old bust?
Yep.
Which begs the question that if you know, if you're in a room, unless it's something that has no scent at all, which nothing I don't think that you are making these drugs with is like that, you know, like, what is it?
Anthrax.
Not methane, but CO, carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
That they have those detectors because it's odorless and shit. You're not using that to make coke or ecstasy with. You would smell something and your body would be like, hey, we should probably get the fuck out of here. But you stayed in there long enough for it to do shit like that. Ah, too bad. So, all right, let me see if I can do this here. His doctor said he had the lung capacity of an 80-year-old, right?
Right.
All right. And an 80-year-old is considered to be the...
Elderly.
Elderly, absolutely. And elderly people... Shit.
Come on.
This one's called... the headline doesn't have what actually happened in the story, but trust me, that made sense. Friends of victim in decapitation murder speak to the news. See, that's like the worst headline ever. Why would you put the name of the news company in the headline?
Attention.
That's stupid. We're already at your site, assholes. Anyway, a 69-year-old was found dead on the sidewalk in Santa Maria. Next to him, an axe.
Nice.
His head, totally missing.
Someone wanted that fucking life insurance bad.
Is that what you see? When I first saw the first couple paragraphs, I was thinking, someone got so pissed that they were waiting for this guy to cross the fucking street. And they're like, you know what? Like, every day, say, they are on the same kind of schedule. Every day, he gets to that intersection, this old guy happens to be crossing, makes him late for work. He is so fed up with it. Today, he brought an axe. And he sees him, and he just, you just fucking run out, just like, fucking dash, and off with his head.
I don't
how
know.
How awesome, if that's how it went down, how fucking awesome would that be?
Like, I'm gonna vote with life insurance.
War paint?
Some kind of money.
War paint just painted on, just like topless, just running out there fucking crazy. Swinging an axe like Last of the Mohican style. Oh, I would pay
read on.
Big bucks, no whammies to see that. Decapitated axe. A few hours later, police arrested 20-year-old Nicholas Bendel of Santa Maria in connection with the murder. I'm telling you, that's what it had to have happened. 20 years old, and you cut off a 69-year-old's head.
It could be his grandson or granddaughter, and they're entitled to all the money.
You think? Really? Maybe. I don't know.
Money makes you do funny things.
Nowadays,
man.
Though, I don't... Yeah, maybe. If it was an old, mature life insurance policy. So, is it too late to get one for you? Wait, that's not fatal, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, is it? Shit. I'm bad
but if
with
I already have it, then the life insurance is not going to be that great.
Are they going to know?
Really healthy.
Are they going to know?
Because my medical reports and shit.
Well,
yeah.
We'll get one in a different state. No? Bendel's behind bars with no bail facing murder charges. Investigators have not released a concrete answer. Concrete, like where the dude's head was found. in the first place, as to why this all happened in the first place. I almost just swallowed my tongue.
Don't do that.
Do you know what that's like?
Yeah. I did that when I didn't have a tongue ring.
Swallowed it almost.
Now mine stays in place because I have something anchoring it down.
Weight that shit down.
We got to stretch yours up, by the way.
Yeah, if you want. I don't know. Any heavier and I think it would fuck with my rapping ability.
No, it wouldn't.
No?
No.
I think it would slow it down a little bit.
No, because when you get bigger, you can get them shorter and they hold your tongue a lot better.
I guess. Frederick Holgate was a husband and a father. Now, instead of celebrating his daughter's 21st birthday Tuesday, his family is planning his funeral. Well, you would have been probably doing that eventually anyways, right? Excuse my face. Quote, they lived off that man. That man provided for them, and now he'll never be able to provide for them again, said this dude. See, and the dude that killed him is not related to the family at all. It seems. I don't know. The guy says the murder's too much to take in for the family, and both the manner in which it happened and the person involved. Oh, maybe it was. Hertfelder confirmed that he, Don Holgate, and the suspect, Nicholas Bendel, went to school together. Ooh.
Hey, will you please kill my grandfather so I can get this money? I'll split it with you, dude.
Split it? Like 50-50?
Nah, well, yeah, like, I'll give him a piece.
Like 70-30, but yeah, you know, after taxes, it's fine. Hertfair confirmed that they went to school in St. Joseph's in Santa Maria, class of 07. What the fuck happened, guys? Quote, of all people, someone that came from my school that I sat next to. I sat right across from at prom, he said. I couldn't take that. That's something I never want to think about. That's pretty crazy. That's a weird, like, connection that, you know, you go to school with somebody, then you don't see him for, what, 2 years?
You guys murders your grandfather.
And then all
or some
of a sudden,
shit.
Yeah, they're like, this is the guy that killed you. You're like, I know, you cock-blocked me at prom, you son of a bitch. He, like, just came back to finish the job, just fucking killed the grandpa. That's crazy, man. Friends say Bendel was an all-around student. He played varsity soccer and football. His senior dedication in the yearbook showed a proud mother, ready for her son to take on the world. Instead, he took on this 69-year-old and won.
With an axe.
Well, yeah. So I married an axe murderer.
Eh. wow.
Something, you like that? Yeah. Something went tragically wrong Saturday morning when Frederick Holgate was taking a stroll on Miller Street. quote, he just took too fucking long, and I've had it.
No.
I was right.
Stop it.
Quote, he just happened to be out for his morning walk when he was attacked from behind. Ooh. Sexy. Lieutenant says that they don't want to speculate on a motive. I want to speculate. Case solved, dude. I told you the motive right there. He took too fucking long. I see that every day.
Maybe he was like a teacher or something.
He's 69. He ain't teaching shit.
I had a 70-year-old tennis coach.
That's tennis.
That's
hard to do when you're old. See that little green ball? Hit that with this racket. Make sure it gets over the net. Done.
There's a shirt that says, I'd rather be waterboarding.
What? That's funny.
I know.
Instead of wakeboarding? That's funny.
Yeah, 26, he'd scream at the person if he saw him wearing it. We should buy one.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's funny.
The waterboarding thing from that fucking radio show?
That, not so much.
I think
that's crazy.
The waterboarding they're talking about.
Well,
dude.
I understand that. It's just, that's funny to be, to have it on a shirt.
It's like, I'd rather commit suicide than be here right now type
well,
of thing.
Well, no. Oh, you mean you're not the one that would rather do that to people? You're the one getting waterboarded. No, it didn't say I'd rather be waterboarded. It'd say I'd rather be waterboarding.
Either way.
You go to waterboarding school? When you don't behave? Behave. Who said that? Michael Myers. Which was in also? So I married an axe murderer.
Yes.
I just connected the whole show. You're welcome.
You're a dork.
I'm awesome at this game. Oh, man. We're going to play this game live September 25th. It's going to be so much fun.
And they're going to hate us and be like, you know what? I don't even want to know what a podcast is anymore.
No, they're going to love it.
I'm going to go back to watching my stories on the TV.
My stories. Jerry.
Mama, go fix the antenna.
We can't go without TV.
I need to watch my stories.
Neighbors like Donna Krause will miss just talking with Frederick. It was a daily routine at the community mailboxes at their apartment complex in Santa Maria. It's terrible because he was such a nice guy, you know? Of all the people that should live, he should.
No, he's 69 years old. Fuck that.
He was good. His family deals with a murder so brutal, you are heartless. This family is dealing with their decapitated... That's going to cost extra.
I guess.
And in these dire economic times, who can afford extra?
Well, at least the casket's going to be shorter.
That's what I'm saying. They make you pay to get the head put back on.
No,
you're
just
saying
put
just
it in his
don't.
Lap.
Fuck the open casket. Just throw it in a blender.
Bird just said, anybody ever seen Squidbillies? I fucking love the Squidbillies. It's an awesome show.
That's fun.
His hat says something different, like, every scene
right?
You see him in, the dad or whatever. It's so cool. It says, like, I love pussy or, like, something weird on there. I love it. It's so great.
Well, if you guys want to go to the funeral, it'll be next Monday at St. Mary's Church, so.
I'll be there.
Oh, that is it for that story. Last one for tonight. Speaking of church, who runs the church?
A priest.
Right, but I mean who?
God.
God.
God, that
And
guy.
God's arch nemesis is?
The devil.
Of course, the devil. This one is called Teenager Stabbed Parents, Heard Satan.
All right.
Satan was like, hey,
go
I don't like
your parents.
Gotta go. A 16-year-old boy named 26 from Rhode Island stabbed his father to death and seriously wounded his mother before school one morning was hearing the devil's voice, a court has been told. Now, logically... sorry. Logically... at least I finally made him laugh. That's all I cared about. Logically, right, we have churches because God is real, correct?
Right.
Can't have God without
Satan.
The other guy.
Right.
So, logically, that could happen.
Sure.
That is a viable plea bargain. Or plea. Pardon.
I guess so.
Okay. So, I just want to... Oh, wow. Hey, I just got an email from Ustream. KKK All The Way gave a new comment for the channel The Jam Hole 1 Camera 2. Click
Which
here
one's
to
camera
check.
Is that me?
That's you.
Oh God!
Click here to check out the new comment. I thought it was gonna show the comment in the thing. You think if I click here, it'll crash?
I don't know. Click.
No, because I'm not logged in on that computer. I'd have to do it over there. We'll do it. We'll do it for the after show after real quick.
I'm excited.
So stick around after we smoke.
Because I totally banned his ass.
We'll see what he has to say. I guarantee it says, N-word. That is so awesome. Okay. So where was I? Right. So logically right. That could... So anywhere in this story, I don't want to hear you guys being like, he's going to jail. Like, no, he's getting an award because you can't. That's the devil, man. You know, that's the devil.
Okay.
The teen had been planning to kill two schoolmates also before taking his own life. Also something Satan told him to do, probably. His opening address, Crown Prosecutor Peter Miller said the boy's mother had woken her son early in the morning on March 25th last year at their home. That right there, that's grounds to get fucked up. You wake me up in the morning early?
It's on.
Oh, it is on. Throwing chairs at you and shit. Following her downstairs a short time later, the boy allegedly asked her if the family's cat was inside or out. Hey, you seen the cat?
Yeah.
Inside or out?
In.
Inside. Hey, I'll do you one better. This cat, inside out.
No.
Huh? No?
I've had enough animal brutality.
Oh, speaking of animal brutality, holy Christ, I was listening to Distorted View, and this is so awesome. Every now and then, I'm sorry, we'll get back to this in a sec. Every now and then, he does this thing called, what is it called, crush fetish or something? Where women in high heels step on bugs.
Yeah.
And okay.
Yeah.
He went over the top and played audio of a woman doing that to a bunny rabbit. I was not aware of this, but apparently rabbits scream.
Yes, they do.
You knew that.
Yes.
You're a fan of this crush fetish
shit. No, I used to raise bunnies.
Was this you?
No.
So he played the audio. And every time he does a story about animals getting hurt, everyone emails or voicemails and they're like, we'll laugh at niggers, we'll laugh at fags, we'll laugh at killing old people and abortions, but whoa, animals? That is too much. It's like, you can't, no, you know what the show is, as he says, it's Distorted View. That's what, you get cum farts, you get ball popping, that makes me queasy. The ball pop, oh, I don't deal well with that. But holy shit. He played this audio of this, and he wasn't, like, condoning it or anything like that.
Why don't the people get mad at the lady actually squishing the rabbit?
Well, he got sideshow cancellations because of that. He got, and it was his birthday weekend, right? And he's like, you know, if you guys want to get me anything, just become a member of the sideshow. Just sign up, that'd be cool. He got a bunch of fucking cancellations because of it. A bunch of fucking emails. I don't know if he got voicemails and he's just not playing them because there's so many. But people were pissed about it. And I listened to it. I was like, man, that's really fucked up that there's people out there like that. I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm offended because I just heard this poor rabbit
scream. It's not him who's doing it. It's just something disgusting that he found to play on his Distorted View show.
Every time something like that happens, it's just so funny to me that people have that as their line. Not humans. Fuck what happens to other people. But as soon as, you know, a rabbit gets stepped on to death and you hear it scream for a good minute and a half, it was brutal. I should play it as the outro and see if we
don't.
You can't cancel us. You don't. Well, I guess you subscribe. You should be subscribed.
Please
on
don't
iTunes.
Play that because that sucks.
It was pretty wicked though. I was like driving home, bladder full of piss, going to this STD thing, and I'm like, fuck, that is awful. That sound, dude. It was ugh. But yeah, happy birthday, Tim.
They really scream though.
They scream like a baby.
Yeah,
I would have. Honestly, Tim, I would have much rather have had her crushing a baby.
Yeah.
Than a bunny rabbit.
I could have dealt with that.
I mean, a bunny rabbit, really? That's awesome.
No, seriously, when I was a kid in Florida, we used to raise rabbits, and I thought they were cool, and I just wanted them for pets. And they would breed, and we'd sell all the baby bunnies to all these, like, little bunny farms and shit. So
that they can make crush porn. With them.
Sure.
Probably.
I don't know. But right. I just liked having the bunnies because I was like, oh, bunnies. And
because I'm a fan of Cadbury eggs.
Yes.
That's awesome.
No, one rabbit he thought was a female and was pregnant, and when a rabbit's pregnant, it pulls out its fur and makes a nest. Well, it wasn't doing that, and my dad thought that the rabbit was getting sick and shit, so he shot it. He found out it was a boy, and it was just really fat.
Aww.
And he didn't tell me that he cooked it later, and I ate my own rabbit.
He fed it to you?
I cried my eyeballs out when I found out. I was... You killed and made me eat passions. No joke, dude. I stayed in my room on the top bunk for like hours.
Wow. Yeah. Why haven't you killed your father yet?
It tasted like greasy chicken.
That's what gave you this problem you have now.
What?
Eating rabbit.
I think I ate another one, too. I'm not sure.
That's fucked up. Why did he tell you it was?
I had black eye patches and snowflakes.
What did he tell you you were eating?
Chicken.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it worked.
And it tastes like chicken?
A little greasy. Kind of like... you've never... Kind of like raccoon.
Like KFC...
You ever had raccoon?
Hey, why aren't you wearing your overalls, Farmer
greasy.
John?
It's better than raccoon, though. It's like white meat.
You're not supposed to eat raccoon. Don't eat animals that forage through trash, okay? FYI. Don't eat that shit. That's like going bird hunting.
I had to try it.
That's like going...
I trapped them and sold them to the black people at my dad's work,
of
and they
course.
Barbecued of and I
course,
had to try it.
Of course, racist. So. That's like going
they
bird...
They all ate it!
That's like going bird
I
hunting.
I caught a possum and I was like,
listen!
I want this, and I'm like, no, my dad's like, they'll want it anyway. And I brought a possum to him and they ate that too. A possum.
What am I gonna say now? Fuck you. That was gonna be really funny too.
What?
Eat my ass. Following her downstairs a short time later, he asked about the cat. As she went to the window to check for the cat, her son attacked her. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Oh,
that sucks. Hey, where's the cat? Well, let me go look. You're not gonna stab me. This isn't. Hey, I saw that. Give me the machete. That's my son. Real trickster. Quote, in the reflection of the glass, she then saw the accused behind her, coming towards her with a knife. Do you think he was all like, hree, 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 hree? I would totally, if I was going to stab someone in the back like that, I would totally make the sound. Totally.
Hree, hree.
Totally.
It just reminds me of Wayne's World when he's stabbing the donut man.
Hree, hree.
He's like, you know, they need just to believe that the smoke rising from the man's chest with his soul escaping from the body. That was so great.
That's so deep. Oh, fuck. He stabbed her a number of times and said she deserved it, and he hoped she would be a better person in the afterlife. Hey, you're a real bitch in this life,
yeah,
so
I
hope you do better in the next one.
I'll try.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Which is fine, because we've talked about this before. If you believe in God... and heaven is what happens when you die, you should want to die ASAP, right? Like, why am I wasting time in this shithole when I could be in heaven? I'm not saying I would kill myself because that's an unforgivable sin, but, you know.
I might run out and play in traffic.
Why are people so sad when people die? If you're religious, you should be throwing them a fucking party. Like, finally.
Awake, maybe?
You're in heaven. Fuck yeah. Not like, oh, I'm so sad.
We threw
awake
for my
dead.
Grandmother. That was cool.
Yeah. That's how you guys are so fucking religious and your God
black,
is
but
so.
I ate a bunch of cake.
I hear awesome God all the fucking time. If he's so awesome, then what the fuck are you doing here in this shithole, you know? Go be with him. Fuck. If you need help, let me know. I'll hook you up. The boy's father came running downstairs at the sound of his wife's screams and was also attacked at the kitchen doorway. Quote, she could hear her husband calling out to her son words to the effect of, my God, you're killing me. I'm dying. That is what I like to call a moment of clarity. You're like, dying. Finally, everything is clear. Life just flashed
just
before your eyes. You're like, man, my life kind of sucked. My God, you're killing me. I'm dying. Like, yes. Yes, I am.
The boy's father died at the scene from his injuries. When the boy went upstairs to change his t-shirt, his mother called emergency services, and by the time he got back downstairs, police were on the doorstep. See, that is sloppy. You could have totally gotten away with it, dude. You were sloppy. You didn't make sure she was dead. Check for a pulse, and then go change your shirt, you fucking idiot. Did you learn any... What are we teaching kids these days? You killed her, but she wasn't dead, and then you turned your back. Have you ever seen a Friday the 13th movie? You never turn your back, because I'll tell you what, the second you do, his body's gone. And then what? Huh. He is fucking pissed.
And he's coming at you from another angle.
That's right. Because you know what?
Tree.
After you're done going, the body was right here. Oh, well. You turn around. He is in your shit. Like that. He was arrested at the scene, later charged with the murder of his mother. The murder of his father and attempted murder of his mother. Which is weird because he attacked the mom first, right? So you would think she would be dead and then the dad would be the one that didn't get killed. But he, I don't know, that seems weird to me for some reason. Like, the mom was the one that died, and the father, or the mom was the one that survived, but the father died, but, yeah. What are you doing? Are you okay?
Fine.
He's pleaded not guilty to both charges for reasons of mental health, and that is it for that story. You okay?
I'm okay.
All right.
What is your problem?
Nothing. I'm, like, looking at you, like, say something, and you're like, what's going on in the chat? It's all right. Thank you, guys.
I only do that once 25th. In a while.
Pardon?
I only do that once in a while.
It's all right. Sorry. I understand. You've had a rough day today. You've had an
A $15.
Usually, I feel good when I spend money. Not so much, though.
I didn't get very much in return.
Not at all.
I got a lot of pain and a very dry vag. Red Fox. I can't have sex.
Red Fox says she's chatting with fans, the people who give you money. Oh, right. Sorry.
See, I'm being loyal to them.
Sorry. My mistake.
I'm entertaining.
So, we have the venue. I'm going to make posters. I'm going to put all that info up tomorrow on all the sites, the events, the calendars, all that shit. Google Maps of where it's at in the forums. Please, thejamhole.com/forums. We're at 99 members. Kick us over that 100 mark. If you like the show, come join us. Talk to us. Post in the thing, in the thread, in the forums if you are planning on coming so we have an idea of, you know, how big of a campsite we're going to need and how many people are coming and all that shit. We need a head count. I mean, we don't need it, but it would be helpful.
It would just be nice if you RSVP'd.
Right. RSVP if you could. TheJamhole.com/forums. And when you make an event on the forums and you're a member of the forums, you can RSVP. So just do it right there. So TheJamhole.com/forums. Everything will be there. September 25th. Come fucking party with us. Camping Jam Hole style. Live audience show. Our first one. 250 episodes.
It's a lot of episodes.
We have gotten there quicker than any show that I listened to that wasn't at 250 already. Skeptics, Stereo Radiation, Sick and Wrong. We passed all those guys.
Guess what?
What?
I've been with you almost 100 episodes.
Damn near.
Holy
shit. So this is a party not just for me, not just for Braden, who will be there, not for the jam hole, but for us as
for
a couple.
Our relationship.
That's right.
We should get married.
You want that insurance, huh? Blowjobs every day for a month, and I will seriously consider it. But
what?
You gotta swallow every time.
I think we have a voicemail.
Oh, yeah, we do have voicemail. Sorry, I totally forgot about that. But, yeah. So, thejamhole.com/forums. Check out the events. We're going August 22nd. We're going to try and make it down to see Brother Love play with her in Kings County in Butte, Montana. If you guys want to, I don't know, if anyone lives in Butte that listens, if you guys were going to be there for that, thejamhole.com/contest, hook a brother up, $5 an entry, 120 gig iPod loaded with all the Jamhole episodes. If you're a new listener, that would be a good chance for you to be able to listen to all the shows and have it on one convenient, awesome iPod.
And delete
and
all the episodes.
There are going to be some secret extras for the winner on the iPod.
That's right. Delete all the episodes. I don't give a shit. You'll still have 120 gig iPods. So.
Still super sweet.
It is super sweet. But okay. Yeah, thejaml.com/contest for that. You can always leave us a message, 406-204-4687. You can email us info@thejaml.com. Just look around on thejaml.com. Also, on our Facebook fan page, we broke 100 members on that. Which is weird that our Facebook fan page has more members than our forums does, but that's cool.
Fuck Facebook.
Fuck forums, whatever. So, yeah, we got YouTube, Stumbles, all that fucking shit. Just check it out there. Are you okay?
God damn it!
Just broke your jam hole necklace yes. that I made you, had made for you. Thank you, LF Brown Goldwork. You guys are awesome.
I broke the damn string, so go all to right. the jeweler and ask for another string.
I will do that. Well, let's play some voicemails here. 406-204-4687. You can always leave us a message. Here is the first voicemail, and go, voicemail.
Hey, what up, Jamo? This is Josh of the Big Mouth. I'm listening to episode 227, and you answered our question of the week. But I don't think you guys realize the severity of every hair being pulled from your body. This includes your ball hair, man. And you're talking about one hair at a time doesn't hurt. You ever tried to pluck a ball hair? That day, I mean, it makes me cringe just thinking about it. And then also you were talking about eating weed and how it doesn't get you high. Well, don't be high when you try to eat weed or eat something with weed in it to get high. Because you're already stoned. It's like smoking a bowl and then smoking another one. When you're already ripped ass, you're not going to get way more high. It's just the onset is different. You'll feel it a lot better, and you'll realize that, yeah, holy shit, I'm fucked up, if you're not high when you're eating said brownies. And, yes, the volcano's where it's at, and iPhone for life, biatch, holla.
God, I hate your iPhone. The Vogue is where it's at, son. And no, and I clarified that when I was in Amsterdam to try it out, I went to a place in the morning before I smoked any weed and ate some shit. Maybe I just didn't wait long enough for it to kick in. I don't know, but I've never gotten high from eating pot. Smoke pot. And if you're the kind of retard that's like, oh, you can smoke oxys and mushrooms and get high. No, you can't, you retard. And, that's fine. Your iPhone 3GS might take better video than mine, but let me know when you have to file an insurance claim, because not only did it blow up, but so did your work truck that you had it in.
Right.
So, good
along
luck.
With your face.
It did, though. It takes a nice, clear video, but I got a JVC Evrio. If I really want to take video, I'll use that. So, blow me, buddy. Next voicemail. Go. Now.
Hey, it's 26. Something a little funny just happened in my funny, I mean, not funny at all. Like, I went to this party last night and I bought a 12 pack of taps because I'm awesome like that. And so I drank like four within 30 minutes and then I had like, four shots of vodka also within 30 minutes. And so I was just drunk and like goofy as shit for like an hour and then I forget everything, and I woke up in my bed around, like, 1 in the morning. I'm like, where's all my shit? I couldn't find my fucking backpack. So I'm just like, well, I guess I'll have to have my friend get it in the morning. And so then I wake up, and my dad's leaving for work, and he says, oh, your backpack was outside, and all of your song lyrics were scattered on the neighbor's yard, the neighbor's pop, of course. And I'm like, what? And Whoa. So I look at my backpack, and the upper pocket, that was my iPod and my phone. My wallet's good, so that's cool. But my fucking camera's missing. I mean, sure, it was only like $12 on eBay, but like, what the fuck? Like, I want my camera so I can take pictures of stuff. And now I can't take pictures of stuff because I do not have my camera. And so maybe I'll find it on the ground, wet and not working or something, but I don't know what happened. I'm going to have to call my friend, and I'm just going to be like, what happened? And like, it's like 6:30 in the morning. What am I doing with myself? All right, enjoy the show, Stargazers.
Wow.
You know what? Instead of drinking and blacking out all the time, maybe you should invest that much energy in maybe meeting a girl.
That'll give you herpes. Yeah, that's a good idea. You're good doing what you're doing.
Well, he keeps complaining about not having a girlfriend and wanting to get laid.
Hey, it's 26. I'm walking down a sidewalk, and I just noticed that there's not one, but two water bottles full of piss that someone threw out of the window. I believe they're officially called, like, truck bombs or some shit. Excuse the noise, because this fucking bridge is over a highway. But anyway, I have a question for both Matt and Danny and Braden, because I wish Braden was still on the show. And so, like, how much would you have to be paid to drink an entire 16.9-ounce water bottle of someone's piss? Now, here's some conditions. The water bottle was, quote-unquote, created a month ago. It was left on the side of the road and looks all dirty, although the person has no diseases whatsoever, and the urine has not been tampered with. So how much would you have to be paid to drink that entire bottle? I'll be pleased to hear your response.
Wow. Roll up your window when you call.
Right.
How big was the bottle of piss?
A 16-ounce, I think.
A 16-ounce bottle of piss? Am I correct in...
I think so.
Is he still here? 16 ounces of piss. I don't know. Probably 500... I don't want to say that because
I said... cool 5 mil.
I said I'd go fucking get an STD test for $100 and bam, there was $100. So I'm going to be careful about this now and say... Because what are the chances that he was walking down the street and saw a
and
bottle
totally
of piss
picked it up,
and was like, huh, I'm going to fucking pick this up and save it for something. I'm going to save it for episode 250 when I go down there.
I'm like, hey, I got that cash you said, and yeah, here's that bottle
yeah,
of piss.
Yeah, he just says, 26 says, I can procure said water bottle. Of course you can. I'm going to probably say at least $1,000.
I'm going to have to go with over a mil, dude.
A mil to drink piss?
I don't want
to
drink piss.
I would just practice drinking my own piss, and that way I would be like, it ain't no thing, you know? It's like people that eat fucking... He says, here's your couch money, Matt. No, the couch is damn near paid for. I just need
to wait. Drink a bottle of piss for a free couch?
It'd have to be a pretty nice fucking couch.
For your couch that you're getting.
No.
No.
Fuck no. Oh.
They were
fuck.
Like, I will give you the $500 for your couch if you just drink this bottle of piss.
Yeah. See, but it's like the people that work out and they eat eggs, like raw eggs in the morning. The first few times that, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
People that, they're like, oh, I'm gonna get my raw egg shake going, and then
gross.
I'm gonna work out, yeah, and then I'm gonna embezzle money at my corporation. But the first couple times they did that, it was probably pretty nasty, and they probably gagged. So
probably.
That's what I'm thinking, it would be like that, so if I got accustomed to it, and then they were like, alright, the moment of truth is here, I'd be like, bring it on, hey. I'm going to chase that piss down with some of my own, because that's how I roll. It's no big deal.
I don't want to drink pee.
Hey, 26 says, you really wouldn't do it for 500 thou? Negro, please. See, I'd do it for a grand.
Not for a grand.
I would do it for a grand.
Fuck that. I just racked up more than a grand a day. No, fuck that. No.
You wouldn't drink pee? Let's say, would you drink a bottle of my piss to have all that debt just wiped clean?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Done.
You're going to pay all my hospital bills?
You're going to drink my pee?
I'll do it if you pay my hospital bills.
It's got to come right out the tap, if you know what I mean. Oh,
how can
fuck.
I slow it down?
All right, what was... No, not at all. Hot, warm, fucking just streaming.
I can't cool it down first.
And you know what we'll call it?
What?
Ustream. Good night, guys. We'll talk to you guys Friday. I love you all. Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.